This is scoresbroadcast.com and Hits 105.5 FM in Sydney.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons: quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Worman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
But a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
The following is a special high school sports presentation on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR Radio, 105.5 FM.
Oh, it's a big spurt for E.J. Davis. Look at him go. He pops it clean. 40, 45, 50, off to the races. Gets a block. Makes the man miss. Reverses his field. 30, 25, 20. Good! Touchdown! How about that? E.J. Davis takes it 78 for the score.
And you will score too with high school football right here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR Radio, 105.5 FM.
Richards, to receive the kickoff, does so at the 17. He's going to reverse his field down the near side. He's got a wedge of blockers. Look out. He makes three men miss at the 50. He is going to make a house call. Justin Richards. What a return, Chuck. 85, 86 yards.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. He looks like a freight train going down the sideline. Well, here comes the train
as a CSX flies through Booster Field. Sounds like it's running right down the middle of the gridiron.
Stay right on track with scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR Radio as we cover the big games, including Anna, Fort Loramie, Sydney, Layman, Minster, New Bremen, Versailles, and Marion Local.
Peyton Noddy, offensive backfield, look at him go to work. Outside left tackle, he's got a gaping hole. He moves to the sideline, motoring to the 40. He's at the 50. Fort Loramie territory, down the near sideline. No one's going to catch him. Blinding speed, quarterback Peyton Noddy.
Donovan O'Leary, quarterback for the Layman Catholic Cavaliers.
Here's O'Leary, quick slant. McFarland catches. He's at the 14, Knights to the 11. Upended right there. Looks like he's got the first down.
I'm getting kind of the Halloween spirit through my right. I'm looking through cobwebs.
Well, this game is going to finish up with a trick or treat. We don't
know. Yeah, let's hope it's a treat.
Yes. 3-11, 3-10 to go. Quarterback Caleb Maurer may elect to keep it here. No, he dishes on the play to Holland. Look at Holland go.
Again.
Right tackle. Cuts it back against the grain. 25-20. Holland zipping to the end zone.
Wow.
That may do it. That may do it. Will Holland, a splendid run. Will Holland with two big second half bolts to the end zone. And Fort Loramie seems to have broken this one open. A two-score lead.
Wow.
With 2:57 to go.
That was impressive.
You'll enjoy each week's pregame, too, and entertaining comments from coaches and players.
Your most favorite coach?
I love Coach Wells. He's helped me a lot, and I love playing for him.
So you'd score him 10 on a 10-point scale, and Corey Britton a 9.99999?
Yes. Yes, that's what I would do. I love them both.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good evening to you, high school football fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee and Bryant Billing. High atop 30-0 field here in Sydney. We are at Sydney Memorial Stadium, set to bring you a big Division 7 regional championship in high school football between the Fort Loramie Redskins and the New Bremen Cardinals. 2 days ago, I couldn't speak a word, so if I snap, crackle, and pop a little bit tonight, you'll know why. Bryant Billing standing by may have to relieve me. In the first few minutes of the game, who knows? But I'll hang on till my voice does give out.
Just pull on your jersey. He'll know you need a sub.
There you go. There you go. I was babysitting last night going through my little itsy bitsy spider routine with my 20-month-old. It was a blast.
Oh, good. I'm glad it wasn't your daughter.
These two teams, Chuck, are outstanding. Fort Loramie's won 9 in a row. Redskins are now 11-2 on the year. New Bremen 10-3, third place finisher behind Marion Local. Marion Local, a fabulous 13-0 mark, having shut out 9 opponents this year. New Bremen scored 16 points on Marion Local. That shows you how good this New Bremen
offense.
Yep. Shows you how good this New Bremen Cardinals team really is. Meanwhile, Fort Loramie looked around the state when the Redskins entered the Sweet 16, and half of Fort Loramie's schedule was still in. 5 of the 10 teams they played in the regular season were still going at it in playoff football.
Well, that's why Fort Loramie is prepared for this game tonight.
Now, 2 years ago, when these two teams played in 2020 in a regional semifinal in that truncated season, Fort Loramie played several games in the campaign against Cross County Conference foes. This year's team, as you just said, Chuck, is prepared. Fort Loramie is ready to go. These two clubs pretty even in terms of scoring offense and scoring defense. Over the last 5 weeks, Fort Loramie scoring 44, giving up 24. New Bremen scoring 46, giving up 13. At first blush, you might think big-time contrast in styles. Caleb Maurer likes to heave the football around for Fort Loramie. David Holman, quarterback for New Bremen, outstanding runner at 6'2". But I tell you what, last week against Ansonia, Holman threw a very late touchdown pass, and it was Caleb Maurer's legs which won the game in the end for Fort Loramie over Minster, so both quarterbacks can do it all.
Well, what you have on both sides of the ball at quarterback are athletes.
Yep.
And they're both just outstanding athletes. And that is why they are playing this game tonight. I mean, a regional final, we can't say that weather's been perfect, but it was up until last week. But the wind for tonight for Caleb, it's going to be at his back. It is really blowing. Those flags are straight out and flapping. So, you know, you're going to have a little control of your throws tonight.
Gusting at 25 or 30 miles per hour for sure. The one thing Fort Loramie's got to be wary of is protection in the offensive backfield for Caleb Maurer. New Bremen came with 6 linemen, a couple backers when the Cardinals beat Fort Loramie 2 years ago. So escapability for Caleb Maurer will be of extreme importance here tonight. Redskins have got to tackle. Holman is 6'2", the fine running back for New Bremen. Hunter Schaefer, 5'11", 195. He does not go down easily.
Right.
Height advantage for Fort Loramie receiving the football each and every week. The Redskins outsize, outreach opposing defensive backs by 4, 5, 6 inches.
Yeah, their receiving core and Caleb Maurer really make this an outstanding football team. Which I guess the biggest thing for both these teams is the fact that Marion Local dropped a division.
Yep.
Because now, instead of one of those two teams would be playing Marion tonight, they got a chance to get to a state semifinal.
And that would be played next Saturday night, kickoff at 7 at Wapakoneta against the Lima Central Catholic Antwerp winner. The winner of tonight plays next Saturday against Lima Central Catholic or Antwerp in a state semifinal matchup at a neutral venue.
If Loramie hadn't gone for 2 against Lima Central Catholic at that home game late in the season, we might still be at Loramie. Trying to finish that game up.
Yep, could be. Each of these two clubs fields a star-studded cast, far more than two superb quarterbacks. 8 Redskins, 4 in offense, 4 in defense, were named this week to the All-Southwest District First Unit. Logan Eilerman, Calvin Hoying were players of the year on offense and defense. And back in late October, 4 New Bremen Cardinals earned 6 spots on the MAC number 1 offense, defense, and special teams. So these two clubs are extremely well-rounded and versatile, to be sure.
Yep.
Kicking games dead even. The number 1 place kicker in the MAC is on New Bremen. Number 1 punter in the MAC is on New Bremen. Nobody returns kickoffs any better than Christian McGee of Fort Loramie.
Right.
He's averaging 35 yards per kickoff return this year. And Wow, Aiden Boland for Fort Loramie, his stroke and extra points has been magnificent. He's been Mr. Consistent.
Well, kicking into this win tonight, even on extra points, man, you better have your concentration. And now we've added some snow in the air.
Oh, we sure
blowing
have.
Around, and this is Ohio high school playoff football weather.
And I think the team that cracks open a few holes in the offensive line and slips running backs through for 5, 6, 7 yards and first down,
right,
we'll have a big advantage in this game.
Yeah, you want to make sure that you're getting something on first down. You do not want to put yourself, especially Loramie, you do not want to put yourself in a passing situation.
Chuck, you've nailed it right on the button. Other intangibles, field position, turnovers, those things will occur during the evening, and both teams will have to go with the flow.
Right.
So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors, our anchors here on scoresbroadcast.com, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice, Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career, join the growing team at Airstream, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, on 25A, it's your number one agency in the region again. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High-quality furniture priced right. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A. And Chuck, boy, it looks like those flags down at the northeast corner of Sydney Memorial Stadium are gusting right now at, what, 35 to 40?
I think sustained probably in the 30 range. This is probably as windy. We had the one up at Loramie a few weeks ago that was windy, but it wasn't this windy.
Wow. It is howling.
The snow really helps, too. It just makes it seem a lot warmer out there.
It may be a skating rink once we get started here in about 25 minutes. Thanks again to Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw in Mercer County. And in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Bodkins, building excellence. I bet you didn't know, Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM, online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection, and the Sydney Daily News, the very best sports page coverage around. Well, earlier this week, I had the opportunity to talk with Fort Loramie head coach Spencer Wells in his fifth year. Really excited about his team. It's grown and matured as the season has progressed. Fort Loramie on a 9-game winning streak. And Spencer said he loves the way his club continues to respond from one series to another, from one game to another, against such good competition.
Only passed it 16 times, and I think that was key to the win. You got the lead, you controlled the ball, didn't throw it with all that gusty wind and snow blowing, didn't throw it nearly as much as you normally do. And Caleb Maurer just, he took the bull by the horn and helped lead you to victory.
Yeah, you know, very proud of Caleb, and you could just tell in the pregame how focused he was and just really how loose he was. I mean, he was just ready to go out there and compete. And we leaned on him. I think going into the night, he had about 350 yards rushing on the season, and he got about half that in one game here. And you know, that's going to be what we do from here on out. He's a home run threat in the run game. We feel like we got to get him 15 to 20 touches there in that aspect. But yeah, he stepped up, some big runs, some outstanding throws, and he was definitely the leader for us on offense.
Logan Eilerman, Southwest District Player of the Year on offense. Calvin Hoing, Southwest District Player of the Year on defense. Those two guys couldn't have earned those honors without the other. another 10 on those two sides of the ball, offense and defense. Team awards for sure.
Yes, you know, we were fortunate to have 8 guys get recognized by the Southwest District, all first team. And so first team offense, we had Caleb, Logan, Roger Hoying, offensive line, and then Christian McGee. And then on defense, we had Damian Bruns, Nate Berger, Calvin Hoying, and then Isaac Radiman. So those 8 all got first team. And then to your point, Logan and Cal getting a player of the year on the offense and defensive sides of the ball. But those, we recognize them, and but they'd be the first to tell you that these are team awards. And but it's neat when your program can get recognized like that, and those guys definitely earned it.
How about that one long ball? Caleb Maurer threw it some 60 yards plus in the air with the wind, and Logan Eilerman was galloping free like a deer.
And it's, you know, that was one of those throws, and it's happened quite a few times coaching Caleb, and maybe I should just learn my lesson, but he switched the field. You know, he's rolling out to his left, and as he unleashes it, I did not see Logan coming open. And when he threw it, I thought, no. I think on the headset I even said, no, where's he throwing? And then, boom, it's a huge touchdown. It's probably the best throw that he's ever had. And so that's with Caleb. You just trust him, man, and the receivers trust him. They know, and that's a great example of it. The play's never over. You know, like it's really hard for them to get to him. Like he can make a guy miss. Typically our pass protection's excellent anyway. But, you know, the receivers know we got to keep playing to the whistle. And when he saw Logan, saw Caleb reverse field, he immediately reversed field, and looked like those guys have been throwing the ball to each other for, you know, 6, 7, 8 years now, so yeah, it was fun to watch.
Yeah. How about the Christian McGee,
yes,
left-handed throw into the end zone? The ball is caught by who else? Caleb Maurer.
Yeah, what a big play that was, and we know tried to catch him on a trick play on that first and goal to start the fourth quarter, and they were ready for it, credit to them, but you know, there's kind of an old adage, players over plays, and I think that's a great example of just our players may not have been the best play call at that moment, but they found a way to execute it. And so we got a lot of confidence in Christian. He didn't bat an eye. You know, he wanted that play call. We were talking about in the huddle. I said, what do you think about this one? And yes, let's do it. And they got it done. So credit to our guys.
Spencer Wells, our guest, head coach of Fort Loramie football, before tonight's game, a big regional final, Fort Loramie against New Bremen. I thought your defense against Minster adjusted, got better and better as the game progressed and went along, and Minster found yards really tough to come by in the last quarter and a half or so.
Well, you nailed it. And, you know, I think at this point in the season, I know, like, when we're breaking down teams, what's their identity? You know, what's their identity as an offense? What's their identity as a defense? How do we turn their strengths into weaknesses? How can we become the aggressor? And I think when you look at the identity of our defense, it's exactly the way you described it. You know, teams might have some success early on, but Coach Frilling does a great job leading the defensive staff and making key adjustments. And then as the game goes on, it gets tougher for them. And it played out that way exactly. You know, we got two big turnovers. You know, those guys were tackling well, pursuing well, really shrinking the open space in the pass game that was open more early on, tackling better. And I think they only had 6 points in the second half. And so when you can hold an offense like that to 6 points in 2 quarters, it says a lot about them.
Right. They scored 7 right away to start the game, did Minster. Got the last 6 mm-hmm. of the first half. And after each of those scores, you quickly responded mm-hmm. with a touchdown on your own. And that's kind of been the MO of your team the second half of the season.
Keep swinging, man. That's what we say all the time. And those guys do. I mean, they don't blink. And you know, I think that's been the area that we've grown the most as this season's gone on, where we had adversity against Versailles, and I've talked about this before, but it took us a while to swing back. Newark Catholic, it took us a little bit to swing back, and now with our guys, they don't stop. I mean, they don't flinch. They keep swinging. We got those 2 big scores to start the third quarter. Really changed the whole dynamic of that game. I mean, when they came down and scored, I'm sure they had a lot of confidence heading into halftime. And then we come out and boom, boom, 2 touchdowns right away. Big stop. And, you know, credit to our guys with that mentality.
At 35-19, Minster got down deep into the red zone. Take us through that fumble. Wildcats, I think, on first down, goal to go, coughed it up. Who helped trigger that takeaway for Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I believe it was Calvin Hoying on the hit, but we had a lot of guys there at the point of attack, and I think that was a great example of how they struggled to move us as the game went on. They had success early in the run game, I mean, especially with their quarterback, and that was a quarterback run that got stoned at the line of scrimmage, and then we were able to, and that tells you the pursuit that we had, because really we had two or three guys that could have recovered that fumble. I mean, there was a lot of guys there at the point of attack. So those are things that I know Coach Frilling talks a lot about. We got to get to the football. We got to tackle well when we get there. Second guy try to punch it out, and it paid off in a big, big way at that point.
Special teams, kicking game, you wound up having a slight edge against Minster.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, Aiden Bullen's been drilling it, and he loves kicking it off the turf, which, you know, we're going to be on turf from here on out. So he's been doing an outstanding job. But, you know, another thing, Christian McGee in the kickoff return game was outstanding.
Yep.
I mean, shoot, when we're starting to, I don't know, and I don't want to jinx this, but, you know, we got a lot of confidence in our offense. And when you give us a short field like that, you know, it's going to result in points a heck of a lot more than not. So those were big, big for us, especially after they scored. To take the lead early on, we get a huge return. Three plays later, we tie it up, and boom, we're right there. Yep. You know, so that was key.
Yep. As the Wildcats feature Brogan Steffi, New Bremen features David Holman, another good quarterback from the MAC, second straight week.
Yeah, you know, a lot of respect for New Bremen and what they do, and you know, Dave Holman and the other players that they have, really good running back. You know, they're really good up front. I mean, it's a really quality football team. It's who you would expect to play in a regional championship. So Coach Schmidt and those guys do a great job, and they're going to make us earn it. You know, there's no doubt about it. We're going to have a great week of practice and then come out swinging right away because, you know, we know that they're going to be ready to go.
Words of Spencer Wells, head coach of the Fort Loramie Redskins, highlighting the great game from Caleb Bauer 1 week ago, Chuck. He did it all. He took control, especially in the second half. And again, the Redskins overcame adversity during the game. Big plays, big scoring plays by Minster, and Fort Loramie quickly retaliated right. With points of their own.
Well, that's what you have to do. And you got a senior quarterback, you got a senior wide out. To me, the best passing combination definitely in Division 7 in the state of Ohio.
I'd agree with you. In fact, we're going to hear from Chris Schmidt, head coach of New Bremen, in just a moment. And toward the end of the interview, he alludes to the fact, hey, it may be the best quarterback wide receiver combo in all divisions in the state of Ohio.
He and I agree.
Well, we talked to Chris a few days ago. He was elated about his club's success coming from behind to beat Ansonia three times in that game. Ansonia took leads over New Bremen. New Bremen won in the end on a touchdown pass by David Holman to Ben Saylor with under a minute to go. New Bremen victorious 26-22 to advance to this game tonight against Fort Loramie, which downed Minster 1 week ago 35-19. Coach said, and Sonia had the ball far more than we did, but we found a way.
You knew it was going to be a challenge coming in because Ansonia does what they do so well, and it's different.
Yeah, absolutely. And and then you kind of throw in the elements of the weather as well. And I was just proud of our, you know, our team and how they were able to keep, I guess, their focus. And you know, we had a couple of touchdowns that were called back. And so we were able to just kind of, you know, fight our way through that. And fortunately, we had enough time to go down and drive and convert on a couple four downs and win. And it was just a good team win. It's a great memory of, you know, winning a playoff game and you know, the snow. So, yeah, it's, you know, like they say in the NCAA basketball tournament, just survive in advance, and we get another week of football, and so appreciative for that. But yeah, it was a battle, no doubt about that. I thought it would be. You know, Ansonia kids are well coached and hard nosed, and I have all the respect for their program and what they do.
At 22-20, you receive the kickoff from Ansonia after they've scored with about 5 minutes to go, and down the stretch of the game, the home stretch, the winning stretch for New Bremen, you counted on your seniors for sure.
Definitely. I mean, you know, they've been through it, and I've always liked their demeanor and mentality. And there was a couple times there where it wasn't so much me trying to find the right play call. It was, you know, basically them as we were talking in huddles and them saying, I think we've got this, or let's run that. And you know, I trust in their preparation and the work they put in. And so that's, you know, what we called a couple times, and they executed it perfectly. And the reason why we were able to be successful.
And the touchdown pass play from Holman to Saylor is called what? What is that play choice described as in the huddle from the sideline as it comes in?
I mean, to us, that's, you know, pink boot BOGO, it's a wing tee concept of obviously a bootleg, but it's a little bit different out of the shotgun. And their linebackers were really doing a good job of keying our guards and flying to our pools, and Ben thought he could get across, and Dave thought he would be open, and we just said, hey, it's, you know, we're inside the 10, I think, at that point, and so we just wanted to make sure that if it wasn't there, we threw it away and we could still have another down or put ourselves in a position to kick the field goal. But again, like I said, I trusted them and what they saw, and they executed it.
Take a moment, highlight some of the skill players on the offensive side of the ball we'll be talking about tonight during play-by-play.
Well, Dave Holman is, you know, our quarterback, and he's just, you know, run for over 1,000 yards, and passed for over 1,000 yards, and you know, starts with him. He's not, you know, if you're looking at a, you know, quarterback in terms of the mechanics of, you're not necessarily going to see that, but from a competitive standpoint and just leadership, he's got that. And then Hunter Schaefer has rushed for over 1,000 yards as well, so we kind of look at those as a 1-2 punch in the backfield. Our offensive line, we're not big in terms of girth or size, so we try to rely on some quickness and athleticism. And we've got some kids that have come along to make some plays in the passing game. I think that's an area that has continued to improve, whether it's been Aaron Thiemann or Grant Dickey and Hayden Zeller. So we've seen some of that, and I have to mention Dylan Baumbauer as well. He's kind of our, I guess you'd call him like an H-back type of tight end. He's at the point of attack so many times on pass and run in terms of what we're trying to do, and doesn't get a lot of notoriety because he doesn't have the stats necessarily as far as rushing or receiving, but he is crucial to what we do.
Chris Schmidt, head coach of New Bremen, our guest before tonight's game between New Bremen and Fort Loramie. Highlight this club this year defensively, what you've accomplished, gotten done, and are you as good as you can be on defense?
I think we're still making some strides defensively. Our scheme's a little bit different this year in terms of some coverages and things we're doing. A little bit more flexibility, but that requires some time and adjustment to what, you know, we feel comfortable with, what the kids feel comfortable with. Again, like I said, you know, defensively is true of offensively. We're not necessarily big, so we try to use our quickness and athleticism to put ourselves in good positions and pursuit of the football.
Leading tackler on the defensive side for you?
Dave Holman from the safety position would probably be up near the top, and then Evan Eink and Dylan Baumbauer are two inside linebackers. Up front on the defensive line, we try to do our job of occupying blocks and freeing those guys up to make plays and tackles.
A kicking game?
Hunter Schaefer is our, kicks off and also is our extra point field goal kicker, and Hayden Zeller is our punter.
Thumbnail sketch on Fort Loramie.
Good. I mean, it's hard to envision a better quarterback wide receiver combo than the Maller and Eilerman kid. And I'm talking about not just in Division 7, but across the board. They just have the ability to make plays, and you can tell they're playing with a lot of confidence. I don't know that they're as big as what they've been in the past either, but they seem to maybe be more athletic in some spots. So it's a great challenge. It ought to be a great game, and looking forward to it.
Well, let's hope it is a great game. The weatherman right now not cooperating here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. We have a blizzard. A blizzard out of the north, 40 to 50 mile an hour winds, it looks like. According to the flags, they are
parallel to the ground.
Even blowing up a little bit.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, you're right. Circulating in the air from the ground. Snow blowing sideways from the north to the south, right through Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. Yeah, the head coaches can talk about the fact we will play through it. Weather won't be a factor. I tell you what, it will be a factor maybe early on, perhaps on the opening kickoff.
Well, you know, we talked about the wind and all that, but the cold, there is nothing worse than kicking or throwing a cold football because they're hard.
Right.
And that's what they're going to be tonight. In the NFL, they keep them in a heater in a game like this. I don't think they have that luxury here tonight.
If there is a heater somewhere, please bring it to the press box immediately.
Right. You know, when they were building this place, I would have chipped $50 in to put in a space heater.
I think I'll go ask Brett Bickle or somebody on the public address. First available space heater, please send to booth number 2 in the Sydney Memorial Stadium press box. Versailles, Minster, and St. Henry, by the way, common opponents for New Bremen and Fort Loramie. Versailles slipped past the Redskins 26-21 way back in August. Fort Loramie led in that game 14-0 at one time. New Bremen trimmed the Tigers 14-7. The Cardinals shut out Minster in the one confrontation. The Redskins beat the Wildcats of Minster twice by 12 and by 16. New Bremen ran up 62 on St. Henry. Fort Loramie ran up 43 on them. I don't know that there's anything you can tell by comparing common opponents. Here we are in November. You'd think you might be able to glean something, but it looks like a wash to me.
Well, they're playing, Loramie's getting ready to play their third MAC team in the playoffs, and that's what you get into when you're over here.
Yep.
Luckily, the MAC team they won't have to play is Marion Local, but this is going to be a tough game tonight. Forget the seedings. This is going to be one heck of a football game.
Yeah, there are three opponents going at it, New Bremen, Fort Loramie, and the weatherman's got a big squad out there, too. Whew, the snowflakes are driving. You can't even see the far stands at the moment.
Well, let's hope that the officials know how cold it is and they don't throw a lot of flags.
Is the snow that thick or is it my eyesight, Chuck?
It's a combination.
We'll take a two-minute break, then return. Lineups and kickoff upcoming. It's Fort Loramie, New Bremen, Division 7 Regional Championship in High School Football here on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than serviced at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
Once again, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, along with Bryant Billing here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. Several minutes ago, the coin toss was held, and The coin was flipped into the air and blew from the 50-yard line to about the 40 to about the 43.
But it was a heck of a catch by the official.
New Bremen won the toss, deferred. Fort Loramie receives and will advance from south to north against the wind here at Sydney Memorial Stadium. It is a blizzard at the moment, a big-time whiteout.
Well, we have already got Loramie wearing their nightmare jerseys for a broadcast, and now we got the wind and the snow flying. Those things are almost impossible to see.
Yeah, the Redskins wear the black pants, red shirts. Numbers are actually black on the red. Numbers are trimmed in white, black headgear. New Bremen across the way, white from top to bottom. They've got the gold headgear, cardinal piping down the sides of the trousers and the jerseys. Starting lineups are coming up for you in just a moment. I'd like to let you know that from storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze in Rushi can offer you storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. We return in 2 minutes. It's Fort Loramie and New Bremen, Division 7 Regional Championship on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGillAndTangeman.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Well, the color of the playing surface, the turf here at 30-0 Field at Sydney Memorial Stadium has changed. It's no longer green. It is darn near white. Snow-filled at the moment. And the kickoff by Hunter Schaefer of New Bremen sails down to Fort Loramie at the 5-yard line. Return up the near hash, down to the numbers, to the outside, and a wrap-up is made at the 27-yard line by New Bremen. First and 10 Fort Loramie, which goes on offense against the blizzard-like wind, which is howling in from the north at Sydney Memorial Stadium tonight.
Yeah, it looked like McGee might have had a crack turning back into the middle of the field, but it's easier to see from up here, I'm sure, than those guys bearing down on you.
Yep, he's averaging about 35 yards per kickoff return right this year. He has been excellent.
He has been an outstanding player for them on both sides of the ball and special teams.
New Bremen was able to corral him at the 27. Caleb Maurer, 6'1", 170, a senior at quarterback. Will Holland, 5'10", 170, a junior, tailback. The wide receivers, Logan Eilerman at 6'4", Maxwell Maurer at 6'2", and Christian McGee at 6'3". Ty Kemper, 6'2", the tight end for Isaac Ratterman, who will play a lot on defense with that gimpy knee. Here is a sweep to the right before Loramie. Boy, it's a skating rink out there. New Bremen hits the ball carrier at the line of scrimmage, and then it is Maxwell Maurer who carried it on a reverse, did manage to bebop his way, Chuck, for about 3 or 4 yards. Pretty good job of Maxwell to get something out of darn near nothing.
Out of probably about a 5-yard loss.
Second down and 6 for Fort Loramie at the Redskins 32. Maurer's got Holland alongside, two receivers to the left. Here is the fake to the wing back coming into the offensive backfield. Maurer kept, tried to burst up the middle, not much of a crack. He did power forward for a yard, maybe a yard and a half. New Bremen plugged up the hole, and Fort Loramie confronts a 3rd and 4 from its own 34-yard line, moving against the wind in the game's opening 1 minute.
Kind of a passing down now, but you just really don't know if they're going to want to throw it.
No, you're right. Three receivers flanked. Maurer will take the snap in the shotgun spread back at the 28. It's very high. He fakes the ball to Holland. Maurer wants to keep it, tries to scurry around right end. Great penetration by New Bremen, and the tackle is made. Behind the line of scrimmage, Maurer is knocked down. Cardinals were all over it. The play goes for a -2. It is 4th down and 7 for Fort Loramie. And the Redskins, against the wind, have got to punt.
Spencer, they don't have a punter.
Spencer Knopf to kick it. He's coming on late. New Bremen will get superb field position. And right away, the Cardinals will have an edge to start this game out. I mentioned briefly in the pregame, turnovers and field position intangibles tonight may be more important than ever before with the weather like it is. Good kick by Spencer Knopf. It's a low liner, directional kick outside the numbers, far side. Hits at the 48 of New Bremen and skids to about the 42 or 43. Redskins came out of that, Chuck, about as well as they could have.
Well, if you kick it up into the air, it's probably going to end up behind your back. So,
right.
Yeah, nice low kick into the wind.
Well, here come the New Bremen Cardinals to the line of scrimmage at the 43. The quarterback is David Holman, 6'2". Hunter Schaefer, 5'11", 195, senior running back. It's Holman keeping around left end of the first play. He barrels to the sideline, into the Cardinals bench. He romps for about 7. Gets to the 48-yard line. Let's see where his foot touched the boundary, maybe the 47. Didn't get nearly as much as I thought. 2nd down and 5, Cardinals. We played 2.5 minutes, no score. Wide receivers, Aaron Thiemann, 5'11", a junior. Hayden Zeller, keep an eye on him, 6'5", a junior. Grant Dickey, a 5'11", sophomore. Very good tight end, Ben Saylor, who caught the winning touchdown pass last week. New Bremen carries outside left tackle and bucking toward the sideline is Schaefer across the 50, and he generates a 1st down to the Fort Loramie 46.
New Bremen not only doesn't look like they're going to throw it, they don't look like they're going to hand it off. Holmes had 3 straight runs.
Saylor, tight end, Carter Elking, Marcus Spielman, tackle and guard on the left side, Nolan Kenning at center, Jack Saylor, Evan Ike, tackle and guard on the right side. Here is Holman back to pass, believe it or not, and he throws a floater. Boy, it's like a wounded duck in the right flat. Fort Loramie does not have it covered very well. It's caught by Thiemann 4 yards downfield, and he hustles to the 40, to the 35 of Fort Loramie before being nailed. But it's a nice game. Thiemann was wide open, poorly thrown against the wind, or I should say with the wind by New Bremen. But the Cardinals made it work somehow, some way. At the moment, some of the snow has subsided. 1st and 10 Cardinals, who produced a couple first downs. on possession number one. Line of scrimmage, the Fort Laramie 35. Holman fakes in the offensive backfield. There he goes, outside right tackle. The New Bremen quarterback is on the loose, driving down the right sideline. 20-15, Fort Laramie in pursuit. He's spilled from behind at the two. David Holman for New Bremen, off and running. Calvin Hoing surged to the sidelines for Fort Laramie to prevent a touchdown, and New Bremen is in business. Snap back to Hoing. He gives to Schaefer. Schaefer around right in. He counters. It's the buck sweep. He's got it. Touchdown. Hunter Schaefer, New Bremen, which leads 6-0.
That was way too easy a drive right there.
And Chuck, it was all set up by the toss of the coin. New Bremen won it, deferred, and allowed Fort Laramie to start in its own end against the wind, and field position got flopped right here at the outset in the first 3.5 minutes.
Well, I mean, obviously, Laramie's strength is throwing the ball up and down the field, and that's even going to be a challenge going the other way.
Yep. Here is the extra point try by Hunter Schaefer of New Bremen, an all Midwest Athletic Conference player, and he drills it through. And New Bremen did complete one pass in that opening series. And, boy, it was a real wobbly one, somewhat dangerous. They made it go, though. And New Bremen, primarily on the ground, except for that one toss, takes the football nearly 60 yards. 8:30 left here in the first quarter. New Bremen 7, Fort Laramie nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1800. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
It is a booming kickoff with the wind by Hunter Schaefer. Fort Laramie returns from back at its own 2-yard line. It's Christian McGee down the near sideline, has a bit of a crease, good wedge, couple fine blocks, and he generates a return to the 30 before being piled up. He brought it back up the field about 26, 27 yards. Excellent kick by Schaefer. And Fort Laramie starts inside its 30, down 7-0. Again, Fort Laramie has 8:23 left in the first before the Redskins go from north to south with the wind. Caleb Bauer wants to throw on first down. All kinds of time, late delivery, middle of the field, and it's busted up by New Bremen. Intended on the play for Logan Eilerman, 11 yards downfield. Two Cardinals arrived at the time the ball did and knocked that ball free. Boy, when you throw late over the middle, Chuck, sometimes risky situations develop. Nearly a pick by New Bremen.
That popped up in the air, and that certainly could have been picked.
On that initial play, the first throw by Caleb Bauer tonight, New Bremen rushed three and dropped the rest of the defensive unit. Now Caleb Bauer being chased way back behind the line of scrimmage. He takes off and runs. He circles right in. He's up over the 30. Look at him go. Flying to the 35, 40. Upended out of bounds at the 41-yard line. We talked in the pregame how well Caleb Bauer can perform with his legs as well as his arm. Boy, that was a heck of a run, Chuck.
He's definitely got speed. I mean, he turned the corner on that. I thought that the defender from behind at him wasn't even close.
In the face of a blizzard, a nice run of about 11 for Caleb Bauer. Bauer in the offensive backfield gives it off on the play to Darren Eilerman. He angles off left tackle, squeezed out two, and that's it. He got to the 42.5-yard line. 7-0 New Bremen. 7:48 left here in the opening quarter. Offensive line for Fort Laramie. Calvin Hoing and Lewis Hart at the tackles. Jason Siegel, Nate Berger at the guards. Roger Hoing at center. Two receivers left, two to the right. On second down, 8.5 to go for Fort Laramie. from the Redskins 42.5. Man in motion, Caleb Maurer, quick hitter, thrown on the play to Logan Eilerman. It's a slant. He's got it at the 49. He meets resistance at the 50, stood up a yard short of a first down. Good hit in there on the play by Tiemann of New Bremen. Second down and one, says the scoreboard. It should be third down and one.
Need an offensive push from the offensive line right now. They need to get a push of at least a yard.
It is officially third and one. Scoreboard in error. Line to gain the 49. Ball spotted right at the 50. Maurer takes the snap 5 yards behind the line, fakes the handoff and keeps. There he goes around left end. He's way back behind the line, being pursued, and he's tripped up at the 44. New Bremen did not bite on the fake. Well done on the play by Zeller. Hayden Zeller and Cale Tangeman, the defensive back, came up. A 5'8", 140-pound junior, and Fort Laramie's got to punt again. Redskins to boot it from the 30-yard line. 6:14 left opening quarter. New Bremen leads 7-0. The field is snow-covered. There's a white glaze. You never would have dreamed this turf was green at one time. Kick is a pretty good one by Fort Laramie. It's against the wind, curling to the near sideline, hit to the 21, and slides out of bounds around the 14-yard line. Cardinals start first and 10 from that spot on the field. I'd like to remind you all about our Fort Laramie game sponsors with us each and every Fort Laramie contest. There are three on the air for Fort Laramie games only. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, all in Fort Laramie. First and 10, New Bremen from the 14. It is Holman. David Holman keeps the football, and he barrels outside left tackle. Oh, he may have coughed it up at the 19-yard line. It's loose, rolling on the snow-covered turf. Redskins say they've got it. Now there is some question, and it's ruled New Bremen football. Well, the Redskins tried to sell it. It didn't work. Max Kottner on the hit. Play went for five. Redskins believed they had the football, but very patiently the officials unpiled and it was waived. New Bremen possession. I would imagine, Chuck, we may see something like that get created by one team or the other a few more times tonight.
Hard to hold on to that football. They're pulling at it.
Here's a handoff to Hunter Schaefer, and Schaefer barges into a red jersey from Fort Laramie. About 2 yards upfield, setting up a third and five for New Bremen. 5 minutes left opening quarter. Line of scrimmage, the Cardinals 19. 7-0, New Bremen in the lead.
I can't catch the number. I think it was Kottner. It was definitely a defensive tackle.
Kottner, Bergman, Bruns. Max Kottner, Calder, Bergman, Damian Bruns. The stalwarts up front for Fort Laramie. Big possession down, third and five. Holman on the sweep to Schaefer. It's the Bucs sweep around right end. He's got a little room to roam. He's up over the 25, and he barrels into the Fort Laramie sideline at the 27. It's a first down for the Cardinals. Wow, that sweep is being run with very little interference out front by offensive linemen, but no Redskins are there to challenge.
Yep.
It wasn't blocked all that well, but open space for the ball carrier. Schaefer, first and 10 for New Bremen at the 27 of the Cardinals. Holman fakes to Schaefer and keeps. Tries to angle between left guard and tackle. Can't do it. Collared and decked at the 29. Roger Hoying, Isaac Ratterman on the stop. Second down and 8 for New Bremen from the Cardinals 29. 4:12 to go here in the first quarter. New Bremen 7, Fort Laramie nothing.
Both teams running the football. It's made for a fast first quarter.
Yep. And that snow is blowing mighty fast. 40 to 50 miles an hour left to right.
It's not slowing down. If anything, might be a little faster now than the game time.
Play clock says 7, 6. Home with the quarterback to Schaefer right up the gut. He puts his head down and digs. Fights to the 31, 32. It's going to be third and at least six for New Bremen. Possession down here for the Cardinals. In there, the last hit, Nate Berger for Fort Loramie. Dylan Sanders came up to assist. Cardinals keeping it on the ground, trying to punch it out of their own end of the field. Clock winding down to 3:15 to go, opening stanza. 7-0 New Bremen. Cardinals send a wide receiver out to the left. That's Grant Dickey. Quick snap to Holman. There he goes around left end. He's got a wedge of blockers out front. Holman's on the loose. It's a quarterback gallop to the 40, 45, near the 50 before Fort Loramie catches up with David Holman. He had an escort of blockers parading him to the far sideline. Well done by Jack Saylor and Evan Eich. And it's first and 10 New Bremen, the run game of the Cardinals. He is getting the job done so far tonight.
Well, that's sweep. You're right. They got three guys leading it and no defenders within the first 5 yards.
Nope. It's that New Bremen buck sweep. Cardinals have made a living running it. Here it is again. Outside right tackle sprung wide across the 50. Down to the Fort Loramie 46-yard line. It's Hunter Schaefer. He surged for seven more. And there on the hit, Ethan Kaiser for the Redskins. Play good for a full 7 yards, second and three, New Bremen at the Redskins 47. 2:35 to go, opening quarter. New Bremen 7, Fort Loramie nothing. Cardinals decoy two receivers to the right. Hoying in the offensive backfield, gives to Schaefer. Schaefer chugs, stays on his feet, reaches the 45. Appears to be a foot short of a first down. Third down coming up for New Bremen. Isaac Ratterman plugged up what hole there was. We're near the 2 minute mark, opening quarter. White snow covered 30-0 field here at Sydney Memorial Stadium.
Not snowing as hard, but it's still snowing and blowing.
Aaron Thiemann split wide to the left for New Bremen. Extra backer in front of Holman, who runs it left guard, and he wiggles his way for two or three. He's got the first down, nudging forward to the Fort Loramie 42. Christian McGee and Darren Eilerman came up to push Holman to the turf, not before he reached the line to gain 41.5-yard line of Fort Loramie, first and 10. 90 seconds left here in the first quarter. Snap back to Holman. He puts it on the ground, and he pounces on it right away. A setback of three. Fort Loramie couldn't get there in time. Setback of 3 full yards. Second down and 13 for New Bremen at the Fort Loramie 45 with 65 seconds to go here in the first period. 7-0 New Bremen. New Bremen has had by far better field position in this game, and the Cardinals have been able to run the ball well. Here's a counter, Holman to Schaefer. Oh, he busts it at the 40. Wide open, near sideline. Redskins chasing him. Hunter Schaefer backpedaling at the 10. Look at him go, standing up into the end zone. Heck of a run by Hunter Schaefer of New Bremen.
My goodness, he got hit at the 6-yard line and just took the defender in with him. He wasn't going to go down.
5'11", 195. He's like a mobile fire plug.
That way we can't park too close to him.
Wow. Here's the extra point try by, guess who, Hunter Schaefer. 13-0, New Bremen in the lead. 48 seconds to go, first quarter. The kick by Schaefer squirts off to the right.
Wow.
But it's inside the right upright, just above the crossbar. Little area, lower right part of the zone through which he had to kick it, and he got it in there. 14-0, New Bremen. 48 seconds to go, first quarter, on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to
the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
Well, the bouncing kickoff by Hunter Schaefer is to Christian McGee. He has to retrace his steps back to the 8, and he's only able to get just beyond the 20-yard line. Fort Loramie in a very deep hole here at the outset of this game. 41 seconds to go in the first quarter. It has been all New Bremen so far. Yep, the Cardinals have run it extremely well. But man, oh man, was that coin toss ever important. Uh-oh, there was a penalty on Fort Loramie on the return. And look at the snow on the turf sweeping across the field here at Sydney Memorial Stadium. It's like a cyclone of snow right at ground level.
I thought we were in Buffalo here for a minute. It's coming down so hard.
Didn't think the storm was to penetrate this far south. Redskins are backed up at their own 10. Three receivers to the right. Caleb Maurer takes the snap, jukes to the right, runs to the left, gets across the line of scrimmage, and he is jammed out of bounds at the 14. 36 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, along with Bryant Billing here on scoresbroadcast.com. We understand that Ohio State has defeated Maryland 43-30 today after Michigan earlier scored three field goals in the fourth quarter to edge Illinois at home 19-17. Second down and 6. Caleb Maurer back at his 8 takes the snap. New Bremen penetrating. It's a blitz. And Caleb Maurer's caught around the ankles at the 6-yard line. All New Bremen so far in this game tonight. Redskins in a very deep hole inside the Fort Loramie 10. Final 15 seconds of the opening quarter.
I don't think you should run a play myself.
Nope. Just advance this snap to the start of the second period. Have the wind at your back. Maybe you can throw out a trouble and get a first down. At least you'll be punting with the wind. Big field position advantage. New Bremen all night so far. Cardinals have run it extremely well. Like we talked about in the pregame. Quarter is over. New Bremen 14, Fort Loramie nothing. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
Well, very interestingly, New Bremen smartly did get a timeout, 4 ticks left of the clock, forcing Fort Loramie to take one more snap on 3rd and 13 from the 7. Understand a lot of people in the region having difficulty watching the OHSAA Boxcast, technical difficulties, not available. Many people disappointed, and our audience is well over 2,500, according to Christian Netcast in Virginia. Unbelievable. 3rd and 13, Fort Loramie, final play of the first period. Caleb Maurer's in the end zone. He scurries out of trouble, gets over the 10, might get to the 15, tackled there. First quarter does come to an end now officially. 14-0 New Bremen. Fort Loramie will be punting on 4th and 4 when the second quarter starts. We're back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America
Our jewelry barn is quite unique. The jewelry barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the jewelry barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Seconds away from the start of our second quarter, 14-0 New Bremen. Like to remind you that you can put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. Hey, propane customers, Burke Petroleum can now service your propane needs, too. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum in Minster, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com, 1-800-776-3097. Put Burke to work for all your energy needs. Very short punt by Fort Loramie. It was shanked with the wind. Only got to the 35. First and 10, New Bremen. And here is a run by the ball carrier, Holman. The quarterback at 6'2", is behind about five blockers. The wedge is in place, and he manages to stay on his feet and slug his way down to about the 23-yard line.
Well, 6-1 now in first downs in New Bremen's favor.
And yardage, Chuck, wow.
Yeah, it's 122 in one pass, so 131 to 20.
30 seconds gone here in the second. It is Holman trying to slice between right tackle and guard. He sticks his helmet in there to about the 21-yard line on first and 10 from the 23. Second down and 8, Calvin Hoing on the stop for Fort Loramie. Redskins are on their heels. Have been since the opening toss when New Bremen won it, deferred, kicked off with the wind, and Fort Loramie had to advance the football on the game's opening series against blizzard-like conditions. And Fort Loramie simply could not do it, and New Bremen got great field position after a short punt. And the Cardinals have scored twice. Holman in the offensive backfield, not sure what he wants to do with it. Play is aborted. He runs belatedly, gets to the 20, and he's stoned right there.
Well, that was a good job. That was a broken play. He wanted to hand that off on some kind of a counter, and the running back went the wrong way.
Third and 8 for New Bremen. 90 seconds gone here in the second quarter. Line of scrimmage is the Fort Loramie 20. Line to gain about the 13. Quarterback, David Holman, senior, 6'2". Receivers, Aaron Thiemann, Hayden Zeller, Grant Dickey. We've got two receivers right, one to the left. Zeller flank left. Holman takes the snap. He doesn't look at his receivers. He puts his head down and charges, stays on his feet, got to the 15 or 16. Still short of a first down. Probably four down territory for New Bremen. Kicking game is very good, but it would be against the wind. 2.5 minutes gone. Second quarter, New Bremen 14, Fort Loramie nothing. Fourth down, about 3.5 or 4 yards to go for the Cardinals. Ball resting outside the 16. Redskins, Chuck, to want to have a chance to respond in this game and come back. Need a stop here. It's a must.
Yeah, you do not want to be down 21-0.
One receiver flanked far right, and the officials are waving. A timeout is called. New Bremen takes it, 9:15 to go here in the first half, 14-0 Cardinals. Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Member, osgoodbank.com. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, West Michigan and Sydney. A big blowout sale going on now. Huge inventory left over from the massive fall tent sale. Prices rock bottom. Inventory fantastic. Sofas, recliners, sectionals, mattresses, and more. One bargain after another. Goffney's family owned and operated. 80 years in business. We've got you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com. GoffneyNA. Here is New Bremen trying to run it around right end. Fort Loramie slows down the running play. It developed a bit sluggishly. Hoban could not get the corner turned. He needed four. He got two. And the Redskins take over at about their own 15 or 16-yard line.
Well, they finally got good penetration to keep that from getting going down the field.
Darren Eilerman helped stretch out the play for Fort Loramie's D. And the Redskins have it first and 10. Line of scrimmage officially the 15 in Fort Loramie's end of the field. First and 10 for Caleb Maurer and company with the wind at the Redskins' back. Fort Loramie needs to strike in this quarter. Caleb Maurer slings it over the middle, very high. Intended for Eilerman, about 17 or 18 yards downfield. And the free safety playing center field back there for New Bremen, Grant Dickey, nearly picked it off. 14-0 New Bremen, second down and 10 Redskins. Wind at Fort Loramie's back, but I tell you what, it is blowing hard, it's swirling, and it may be extremely challenging to throw with the wind tonight. Here's Maurer in the shotgun, back at a six, looking middle of the field. He airs one out right down the center. He's got an open receiver, but the wind carries it 5 yards too long, intended for Christian McGee over at the 40. Ball was heaved to the 30. Caleb Maurer stepped up in the pocket. Boy, he was running forward when he unloaded it. Logan Eilerman, as long and as quick as he is, couldn't outrun that one, Chuck.
No. Well, that was 30, about 50 yards in the air.
8:56 to go in the first half of this game. 14-0 New Bremen over Fort Loramie. Third and 10 Redskins at their own 15-yard line. Caleb Maurer in the spread, scans the field, dances out of the pocket. He's back at the 12, slings it near sideline, and it's about 5 yards up in the air, too high, over the intended receiver, Eilerman, into the Fort Loramie bench. Redskins having a difficult time running and passing. Neither is working, and Fort Loramie's got to punt. Redskins punter Spencer Knopf will be back inside his own five. 8:48 to go first half, 14-0 New Bremen. Cardinals will get good field position, no doubt around the 40-yard line or so. Low snap to Doth. Uh-oh, he does barely get it away. And it's a pretty good kick. Knopf was slammed to the ground at the goal line. Was there a marker thrown, Chuck?
I think it's going to be roughing the kicker. I thought when the ball hit the ground, it turned him into a runner, but I guess I don't know. But they threw the flag, so
the ball sailed out of bounds up at the 40. Let's see what it's
down.
Yep, Redskins offense back on the field, first and 10 Fort Loramie. Maybe that's the break the Redskins can take advantage of. 8:42 to go here in the second quarter. 14-0 New Bremen. Fort Loramie needs points in this period. Throwing the football has been real tricky for the Redskins, Caleb Maurer, so far in this game. And it's not made easier because New Bremen has got him dancing in the offensive backfield.
Yeah, he's not getting a chance to set his feet and throw the ball.
At the flag results, roughing the kicker, first and 10 Fort Loramie at the Redskins 30, down 14-0. Maurer takes the snap. Nothing open up the middle. Tries to run around the end. Oh, New Bremen knifes through to make the tackle at the 26-yard line. Cardinals showing their quickness and athleticism on defense. Well done on the play by Ben Saylor. In there on the hit for the Cardinals. Loss of 3, second down and 13 for Fort Loramie at the 27-yard line.
Well, that was a design quarterback run that time, and New Bremen was all over it.
No hole in the middle. Cardinals had it clogged up. Maurer tried to scoot wide. No chance. Snap back to Caleb. Surveys the field. In the pocket still forever and ever. At the 19, he throws up to the 37-yard line. New Bremen gets a hand on it in front of the intended receiver, and it's no good, incomplete. Excellent defense on the play by middle linebacker Evan Ike. Passes arriving a little tardy. Cardinals are getting there in time to interfere with the reception. Not in terms of committing a penalty, but balls have been tough to catch. Cardinals defending well. Maurer's throws have been somewhat telegraphed. Third and 13. Deep drop by Caleb. Steps up in the pocket. Throws middle of the field. Glances off the arms of a Redskin receiver into the hands of a defensive back for New Bremen at the 50. Here's the return down to the 30-yard line to the 26. First and 10 Cardinals.
We're going to have a hold, but it's going to be on the return. So they'll be about they're going to be set up at about the 50. 45.
Grant Dickey caught the ball after it glanced off a Redskin receiver. It was a sidearm throw by Caleb Maurer. It was a missile, maybe a yard behind the receiver who got a fist on the ball. And New Bremen was playing center field. Penalty against the Cardinals, who will have a first and 10 still in Fort Loramie's end, but it may be out close to the 45-yard line. 7:41 to go in the second quarter. All New Bremen. Cardinals to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers to the right. Boy, the split end appeared to be offside. No call. Running play to the left. It's Holman. Holman gets out of the edge, breaks a tackle at the 43, scrambles to the 40, stays on his feet to the 37. He garnered 7 or 8. Redskins could not cash in, Chuck, on the roughing the penalty call against New Bremen. Went to 3 and out after that. It's one of those nights, Chuck, where you get behind, you are in deep trouble.
Well, I mean, Loramie, you knew they're going to have to throw the ball anyway, but now they have to throw it more.
7 minutes to go, second quarter. New Bremen runs. Hunter Schaefer, outside right tackle. He's got a little bit of a crease spilled at the 33-yard line. Good hit by Kuttner, but advanced the chains. I think he picked it up. He needed 3. That's what he got. First and 10 Cardinals at the 34 of Fort Loramie. 6:48 to go here in the first half. Two receivers far left for New Bremen. It's a counter back to the right to Schaefer. Schaefer tries to get out on the periphery. He does, stays on his feet. Redskins are riding his back. 2-3 players. Schaefer still motoring. He got to the 26. Hunter Schaefer, Chuck, like a bulldog. He won't go down. Ethan Kaiser rode him to the turf eventually. Line of scrimmage, 26 of Fort Loramie. Second down and 2 for New Bremen. 6:16 to go here in the first half. 14-0 Cardinals. Two receivers to the left. Run blitz by Fort Loramie. And the Cardinals try to gash a running play outside left tackle. It is Calvin Hoying on the hit of the ball carrier, Holman. At the 22, he needed just a few yards for a first down. He picked it up. First and 10 Cardinals. 23 of Fort Loramie. 5:50 to go, second quarter. Receivers left and right. Quick cadence. Ball dealt by the quarterback Holman to Schaefer. Over right guard. Stalemated. Picked up 1. That is it. Second and 9. Calvin Hoying, all Southwest District Defensive Player of the Year, piled up the ball carrier. Again, Fort Loramie's back to the wall. might be almost impossible, Chuck, to make up a 21-0 deficit in one half.
Well, it's going to be hard to make up a 14-0 deficit the way New Bremen's playing.
14-0 Cardinals. It is Holman faking to Schaefer, keeps, lunges over left guard to the 19. He's about 6 or 7 yards short of a first down. 5 minutes to go, first half. New Bremen inside the 20 of Fort Loramie.
Loramie doing a much better job of getting to the running back before he can get going.
Yeah, Fort Loramie is penetrating, reading better defensively, going after those pulling guards. New Bremen not running as well as the Cardinals did in that first period. 3rd and 7 here. It is Holman. Whoops, flags fly. The ball was given to Tiemann. He was in the slot on the right, but it is stopped. Pre-snap foul, Cardinals. Man in motion, 3rd and 12, New Bremen. New line of scrimmage is marked back at the 24. Line to gain now for New Bremen is down around the 12th. All the way down to 4:33 to go here in the first half. New Bremen 14 and Fort Loramie nothing. But Chuck, we're not toasty here in the press box at Sydney Memorial Stadium, but
better than being out there.
Oh, indeed. It's a counter back to the right to Hunter Schaefer. He squirms across the line of scrimmage, and he backpedals to about the 20-yard line, stood up right there. He got 4 or 5. It's going to be 4th down 8 for New Bremen from the Fort Loramie 40, or I should say 20. Isaac Ratterman managed to stymie the ball carrier. 4th and 8 Cardinals, 4:13 to go first half. Fort Loramie needs a stop and then a quick touchdown march with the wind. Big play. Trips to the left for the quarterback, Holman. He drops 7 yards behind the line, aims down the middle of the field. Receiver has got it at the 8-yard line, caught from behind at about the 6. Nicely done to tight end Ben Saylor. That looked like the touchdown strike that New Bremen was able to pull off against Ansonia last week to win the game, 26-22. Quick count by the Cardinals. They run it over right tackle, and there is not much of a gain on the play for Hunter Schaefer. It's a goal-to-go situation at the 7. Call it nothing on that play. 2nd and goal. Tell you what, New Bremen doesn't throw it very much, but you're never expecting the throw when the Cardinals run it as well as they do. You've got to be prepared to stop the run. Snap back to Holman. Fakes to Schaefer. Holman keeps. He's met once. Pounded at the 5. Tossed to the turf at about the 3 or 4. 3 minutes to go here in the first half. New Bremen 14. Fort Loramie nothing. Line of scrimmage, the 3.5 of Fort Loramie. Goal to go situation for the Cardinals. They have been chewing up yards on the ground left and right. Probably, what, well over 200 running the ball, Chuck?
Well, they had 122 at the end of the first quarter. So, yeah, they got to be up around the 180.
I was going to guess about 180, 185. Goal to go from the 4. Holman fakes to Schaefer. David Holman tries to drive it behind his center, Kenning. He might have squeezed out a foot or two. That's it. It's going to be 4th and goal for the Cardinals. 2:20 left to go, first half. New Bremen converted a big 4th down a few plays ago on a fine toss to Saylor. I would be a bit surprised if the Cardinals
use their last timeout here.
Don't throw it here. Timeout being called. We'll keep it right here and tell you about Spherion. Are you looking for work? Well, let Spherion go to work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, Spherion is hiring for many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who earn up to $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion's got 20 offices throughout Ohio, including offices in Sydney, Bellefontaine, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay, located in Sydney on Ohio Street. Go to applyohio.com. Register now. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, it works. Let Spherion go to work for you. A minute 51 to go, first half. It is New Bremen 14, Fort Loramie nothing. Fourth and four, fourth and goal to go, inside the five for New Bremen. What's your forecast on a play from scrimmage here, Chuck?
Well, I think maybe a little play action and look for the tight end.
Well, we're both wrong. It's a field goal by Hunter Schaefer.
I'm looking for a fake field goal and a pass to the tight end.
Oh, there you go. Ball will be placed down at the 10. It's an extra point on a slight angle. The kick by Hunter Schaefer is up and away against the wind, and he popped it right through, and that extends New Bremen's lead to three scores, 17-0. That's exactly why head coach Chris Schmidt kicked it.
Oh, yeah, nothing wrong with the kick as long as you thought you could get it into the wind.
Last week it was much more snow-covered than this, believe it or not, up in Ansonia, and New Bremen disdained a late field goal from about 10 yards further than that and threw a pass play for a touchdown to beat Ansonia 26-22. Right here with a minute 47 to go in the first half, it's New Bremen 17 and Fort Loramie nothing. I'd like to remind you all about our Fort Loramie game sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, including M&A Muffler and Tires. You better get those new tires now to grip the road firmly before old man winter gets a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie's got big savings on Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Free pickup and delivery at M&A Muffler and Tires. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 295-3971. 937-295-3971. The home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Kickoff return on the ground by New Bremen, and Fort Loramie returns it. The snow flies. The tackle is made at the 26.
Yeah, it was excellent coverage. The ball never got off the ground.
First and 10 Redskins, down 17-0. Fort Loramie was in trouble behind the eight ball. In the first few minutes of this game, New Bremen took advantage of field position. Fort Loramie received the kickoff against the wind and just could not do anything with it. New Bremen's defense, in fact, forced Fort Loramie backwards. Here's a forward pass, the best one thrown tonight, by Caleb Bauer, out to the 38-yard line, and it's dropped.
You won't see Eilerman drop many.
Nope. Second and 10 Redskins, who in this bad weather against a very good New Bremen team, so far tonight are coming up all thumbs. Nothing going correctly. Minute 36 remaining, first half. Fort Loramie in play at the Redskins 26. Two receivers to the right. Caleb Bauer retreats 7 yards behind the line, loops it into the right flat. Open field catch by Fort Loramie at the 29. What a hit by a Cardinal. It is Aaron Tiemann plowing into the receiver in the right flat, and he drilled him just after the ball arrived. That looked like the NFL right there, Chuck.
Well, Caleb got his brother in trouble on that pass.
Maxwell Bauer caught it, but he was on an island, and he was flattened. Third and 7, Fort Loramie at the Redskins 28. Four-man rush by New Bremen. Here's Bauer throwing up the field. It is caught at the 39, and right up over the Sydney High School logo at midfield goes the receiver, Logan Eilerman, for the Redskins. He's dumped at the 46, caught it at the 41 or 2, zipped ahead for a few more. 50 seconds to go in the first half. Fort Loramie down 17-0. Bauer back at his 38. Fires far left sideline. Looked clearly like interference down at the 32 of New Bremen. And there is a flag on the play against the Cardinals. Christian McGee was belted prematurely. It'll be 15 yards from the line of scrimmage. 41 seconds to go, first half. Fort Loramie used a timeout. No, they didn't use one earlier, did they,
no,
Chuck?
No, New Bremen used all three of theirs.
Yep. 41 ticks on the clock. Redskins have time. 41 seconds to go. They have timeouts. Good field position now. Penalty stakes the Redskins at the 39 of the Cardinals. Two receivers to the right. Caleb Maurer again. Scanning. He's going to take off. Tries to zip ahead. Cardinals latch on to him and get him at the 38. He squeezed out a couple. That was it. Fort Loramie timeout. 31 seconds to go here in the first half. I tell you what, New Bremen has been sure tacklers all night.
Yeah, well, we knew they were going to be a really good football team coming out of the MAC. And, they've been terrific defensively in the first half, especially.
Like to remind you about Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, 101 East Pike and Jackson Center. They do it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins. Medications packaged by day and time. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 Monday to Friday, and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Open 10 to 6 Monday to Friday, closed 1 to 2. And open 10 to 1 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center, 596-8100, 937-596-8100. In-store shopping, curbside pickup, doing everything well to keep you well. Second and 9, Fort Loramie. Deep drop and roll out, Michaela Maurer. He's going to take off and dash near sideline, outside the numbers, rolling into the Redskins bench at the 27 with 26 seconds to go in the first half. First and 10, Fort Loramie, trailing 17-0. It is imperative that the Redskins get on the board here. Keep in mind, New Bremen will get the ball to start the second half of this game. The winner advances on to a state semifinal next Saturday night at 7 at Wapakoneta against the Lima Central Catholic Antwerp winner. Two receivers left. Caleb Maurer in the pocket has an opportunity. Oh, tries to sling it through a tight window at the 15. Can't do it. It's intercepted by New Bremen and run back to the 21-yard line. Cardinals stave off that drive. 18 ticks left until halftime.
Not sure what Caleb saw or didn't see that time. He didn't see the defender standing right in the middle of that.
First and 10 for New Bremen, which will sit on it here at the 20. Cardinals get the ball to start the second half, and New Bremen will go into the locker room at halftime with a 17-0 cushion. Yeah, it's a weather-aided advantage, but I tell you what, New Bremen, despite the weather, has played extremely well.
Well, the notice that New Bremen's having to play in the same weather.
Exactly right. Well, Doug Ute, the executive director of the Ohio High School Athletic Association, will be our guest in several minutes here at the half. Chuck McBee will be along shortly with a quick look at the stats and numbers. 17-0. New Bremen leads Fort Loramie at the halftime break. It's a regional championship game, Division 7, here in Southwest Ohio. I'd like to remind you that Tom and Jerry's in Fort Loramie can offer you the right solution for true comfort. Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243. Go online, set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. You know, you'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned cars at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. Remember, Geyer's offers super service on your car and outstanding collision repair. See new and pre-owned Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at GAIERSInc.com. It's halftime at snow-swept Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. I'm Jack Kramer, along with Chuck McBee and Brian Billing. It is 17-0 in favor of the Cardinals over the Redskins after two quarters. We return in 3 minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
And welcome back here to Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee and Bryant Billing. Halftime, New Bremen leads Fort Loramie in a Division 7 Southwest Regional Championship game. It is 17-0. Our halftime report brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Schnipple Construction, AAG Inc., bringing you our halftime numbers all in New Bremen's favor.
Well, I mean, if you take a look at the yards by Fort Loramie in the first half, 47 total yards, 21 rushing, 26 passing, had five first downs, turned it twice. Maurer was 3 of 11 with two interceptions. In the first half, watching stuff just blow by here. I'm waiting for it to be a person. And New Bremen ran the ball 30 times for 179 yards. He was 2 of 2 passing for 23 yards, 202 total yards, 9 first downs. So he had 9 first downs to 5 and 2 turnovers to 0, and that's your difference in your ball game.
And somebody left the doors open at both ends of the press box.
Well, I'm guessing that it was the coaches, because they're never very smart.
And the snow is blowing through from north to south. We've got some accumulation right at our feet.
Yep. I wonder what that was. I thought maybe my dandruff is back.
And we're indoors.
Yeah.
Halftime here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field, 17-0 Cardinals over the Redskins. And New Bremen gets the ball to start the second half. So it goes from bad to worse for Fort Loramie. Our halftime report is being brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie and Schnippel Construction in Botkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGInc.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for seven decades.
It was back in 1953 and three generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. New Bremen 17, Fort Loramie nothing. The winner takes on the Lima Central Catholic Antwerp winner next Saturday night at 7 at Wapakoneta. And right now, Lima Central Catholic is blowing out Antwerp by a score of 21-0. That game is late in the second quarter. Well, Chuck, it's uphill for Fort Loramie, that is for sure. And New Bremen gets the ball to start the second half. Redskins need a turnover. Got to have a takeaway, a short field, and quick points.
Well, they got the win. They're going to have a win with them. I'm not sure that makes a lot of difference.
I didn't know you were going to talk to me. I thought we were going to a commercial.
There you go. You're on. You're on.
I didn't. They, with the wind at their back in the third quarter, which I'm assuming that they're going to have,
right?
That's where they need to make hay. But I'm not sure right now that the wind at your back, it's blowing so hard that I'm not sure that helps you much either.
No, the wind is affecting snaps from center.
Well, it is, and it affected the coin toss. The guy had to take three steps forward to grab it. And Caleb had a couple of receivers running. and he threw the ball at least 15 yards over their head.
Right.
You can't practice this unless you own a wind tunnel.
No, if you throw the ball any distance, this swirling wind and snow is just takes it like a frisbee.
Yeah.
And you're throwing it out of control. Very little chance to put any kind of a string on the ball whatsoever. 17-0, New Bremen leads Fort Loramie at the half. We'll return in 2 minutes with more. We'll feature the executive director of the OHSAA, Doug Ute, when we come back. 17-0, New Bremen over Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
But a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field, 17-0 New Bremen over Fort Loramie at the half. Other scores around the state in Division 7. Newark Catholic leads Hannibal River 17-6 at the half. Lima Central Catholic now up 27-0 over Antwerp at the half. The winner of this game will play Lima Central Catholic up at Wapakoneta next Saturday night, unless, of course, Lima Central Catholic would be overtaken by Antwerp in the second half. Right now, LCC leads by 4 scores. Well, Doug Ute was announced as the executive director of the Ohio High School Athletic Association back in September of 2020. Ute, a former coach, teacher, athletic administrator, principal, and superintendent, is, by the way, the OHSAA's 11th leader, easy for me to say, in the 114-year history of the OHSAA. He took over the executive post after spending 20 years as a school superintendent, including 9 years at Marion Elgin Local Schools and 11 at Newark City. He also coached and taught at Noble Local Schools and Buckeye Central High School. I interviewed Doug a couple weeks ago, and during that talk, we conversed about the coronavirus year in 2020 and the value and benefits of involving students in high school sports during the pandemic.
First of all, Jack, I would tell you that, you know, our schools were going through tough times, our communities were going through tough times, and a lot of uncharted water, so to speak, on how you deal with things around crowds and that. But and so I have a lot of appreciation for what our schools in Ohio did for our kids. And remember, I was a school superintendent at the start of this virus, and we were taking 7 buses out through our city. Our kids weren't allowed on our property, and we were feeding breakfast and lunch out from our buses, so our kids would have something to eat. And so that's kind of the state of things back then. And so I really saw our role at the Ohio High School Athletic Association as providing something after 3 o'clock once we started churning. And we're one of the very few states in the country that, you know, we had 26 sports. We had 26 state tournaments. Some of them were shortened seasons, particularly in the fall of that. But, you know, it was so important, I think, for us to provide the leadership in the state to help locally with these kids being around the good folks, the good coaches and staff at schools, because they were isolated at home for so long. And, you know, kids need that interaction with other kids, and they need good leadership from adults. And so I really felt like that was the role of high school athletics during the pandemic. And when you look back on it, I have no idea where our kids would have been had we not had an opportunity for them. And you know, this isn't a political statement by any stretch of imagination, but I really feel like Governor DeWine and Lieutenant Governor Houston provided us the opportunity to do that, and we're very thankful that they believed in what we were doing and how schools were running events. And to my knowledge, our events didn't spread the virus, and that was a credit to our schools. And so when you think about that, when you turn around and look back, it's one of those things, wow, how did we do that? How did we, the association, do it, and how did our member schools do it? But I think it was we hit a grand slam, and our member schools did a fantastic job.
We are in the height of the high school football season right now. Talk about the 16-team format in each region, greater participation than ever before in high school football playoff action here in the state of Ohio.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we went from 8 to 16, and I heard a lot of positive about people getting an opportunity to play that last week. And I think this tells a lot, Jack, that we had one school opt out, and it wasn't for athletic reasons. They were a 16 seed, and number 17 said, "We'll play, and thank you for giving me," and I received a nice note afterwards. And so, you know, some folks worry about some of the matchups, a 16 and a 1, and the beauty of athletics, we had a 16 beat a 1 last year, and a league rival. And I really think for that community of Edison up around Norwalk there, they had a serviceman die in Afghanistan at the airport, one of the bombing victims that was 21 years old that played football there. And it really hit that community pretty heavy. So, you know, that week 11 for them really, you know, because they dedicated a lot of stuff to him and stuff. So it was great. And then they turned around and played a 9 seed 7 miles away from him. And so, you know, we're not going to have a 16 beat a 1 every year. We had some 15s win. We had a lot of close games. But we had some games, too, that weren't so close that, you know, we have every week during the season. And I think our coaches did a really good job of not making it 70 to nothing and more of a 40-6 game. But it's all about an experience for the kids and a playoff atmosphere for – and it's just not the football kids. It's the student body. It's the student sections. It's the band. It's the cheerleaders. And it's the parents in the community. So really happy that we had that kind of experience last year.
Thanks so much to Doug Ute, the executive director of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. Doug is the OHSAA's 11th leader in the organization's 114-year history. We're about 3 minutes away from the start of our second half. New Bremen leads Fort Loramie in this Southwest Ohio Division 7 regional championship game. It is 17-0 Cardinals, who receive the second half kickoff. Snow has subsided. Wind has let up a little bit. We had, by weatherman's terms, I think, a good half a blizzard throughout most of the first half.
Yeah, well, it was snowing awfully hard. Visibility was down. I don't think it was a technical blizzard, but
no, but the wind was certainly strong enough.
Oh boy,
there were snowflakes, not enough accumulation.
Right,
somebody up here did refer to it technically as a half a blizzard. That was the official description of the conditions during which most of this first half was played. Wind has died down a little bit. There's no snow in the air right now. But miserable night for a regional championship game.
Yeah.
Both teams playing in it. New Bremen has just played far better. We're back in 2 minutes with the start of our third quarter. Jack and Chuck here on Scores Broadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee along with Bryant Billing at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. Seconds away from the kickoff by Fort Laramie to New Bremen. As we launch play here in the third quarter, Fort Laramie down 17-0. Cardinals have really excelled tonight in this regional championship game. Fort Laramie will have the wind in the third quarter, but they got to kick it off. They don't have the ball to start.
Right, and 179-21 was the rushing advantage in the first half for New Bremen.
Here is the boot by the Redskins. It is down to the 12, run by the Cardinals outside the hash, far side to the numbers, and Fort Laramie stacks up the return at the 28-yard line. First and 10 for New Bremen from that spot on the field. Well, Chuck, I'm going to carry on a little conversation with you here now about the Anna Market. Anna Market has an extraordinary dining experience for you, but it's right in your own home. Anna Market is at your service. Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts to offer an extraordinary eating experience for you thanks to the Anna Market. Well, New Bremen, almost a disaster on the first play of the second half. The ball fumbled by Holman, 8-10 yards behind the line of scrimmage. He scoops it up before it goes out of bounds and throws a hurry-up incomplete pass into the first down marker across the way. And boy, Fort Laramie needed that takeaway right there, Chuck.
Boy, if they could have gotten to him, but heads-up play by Holman, got outside the pocket and then threw the ball past the line of scrimmage.
Boy, a situation like that may develop a time or two more. Who knows, three or four more times before this game ends. The field appears to be, it looks like a skating rink. Appears to be slick. In fact,
I'm sure it is.
In fact, you see a lot of skid marks already, and we've had just a kickoff in one play to start the second half. Second and 10, New Bremen from the Cardinals 28. The Anna Market in Anna, Ohio, the only market around that serves you Chairman's Reserve, the very best meats for the best, like you, Chuck McBee. And furthermore, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce to go with your entree. Choose from the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. between the marbling and rich flavor of their prime and premium beef and the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. The strict standards of Chairman's Reserve meats guarantee a great eating experience. Dine at home, make it extraordinary, shop at the Anna Market, serving the very best for the best like you, Chuck McBee.
Sounds awfully good right now. I'm starving.
Doesn't it, though? The Anna Market at your service. Chairman's Reserve meats, the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork. Delicious. 3rd and 9, New Bremen. Line of scrimmage, the Cardinals 30. After a short one-yard run, here's a buck sweep to the left. It is Holman on the edge. He's got open territory. Look at him go. He is on the periphery of the Redskins' defense. Springs it wide to the 35-40. First down yardage to the 44-yard line. That play has been there all night long. Redskins have stopped it, Chuck, maybe once or twice. It's been successful big time for double-digit yardage on 6 or 7 plays.
Well, I mean, you talk about Holman. He's not your prototypical quarterback. He's a great runner that throws the ball pretty well.
Here's Holman. He takes the snap. Deep in the offensive backfield, it's a run all the way. And like a bull, he charges over right tackle for 4 to the 48-yard line. A minute gone here in the third quarter. It is 17-0 in favor of New Bremen. Newark Catholic 27, Hannibal River 6, halftime. Lima Central Catholic 27, Antwerp nothing, halftime. Second down 7 for New Bremen from the Cardinals' 47-yard line. Man in motion across the formation, pre-snap foul against New Bremen, illegal procedure. I'd like to let you know all about one of our fine sponsors, Meyer's Tavern in Botkins, 303 North Main. Full menu, pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal at Meyer's in Botkins, a favorite of the home crowd and those who come to us from towns all around. Omelets in the morning start at 6, terrific strip loin steak at night. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Myers in Botkins. Here's a run to the left by New Bremen. Fort Loramie doing some ball tackling back at the 45. Can't shake it loose. It's Holman again. Calvin Hoing nailed him. Not before Holman rumbled for 6 on the play. 3rd and 4 at the 50-yard line. Place your order for Meyer's Tavern, phone 937-693-8271. Place your carryout now, 693-8271. Meyer's in Botkins, 303 North Main. We bet you won't find better. Line to gain the 46. Big play here for Fort Loramie's defense. Holman stuffs it in the tummy of Schaefer, and he bursts over the 45 down to the 44. He's got the first down with 2 yards to spare. Tackle by Ratterman. First down, though, for the Cardinals. The ground game has been relentless. 3 minutes gone here in the third. Quick snap to Holman. Holman fakes. He scurries around left end. He's got an open avenue once again inside the 40. Stays on his feet. Slides out of bounds into the Redskins bench after garnering 9 on the play. There it is, Chuck. It's Holman sweeping left end, then sweeping right end.
Well, we got the Loramie coaches up here in the press box, and they're saying the same thing. A lot of times they're coming right back to the line, and Loramie is not set defensively.
Exactly. Two backs along with Holman behind center. Snap to Holman, and he puts his head down and fires ahead to the 35. Might have lurched to the 34. Very close to a first down, maybe inches short. It is going to be 3rd down and less than 1 for the Cardinals inside the 35 of Fort Loramie. Scoreboard, Chuck, reads 1st and 10. That cannot be right.
We will see after the measurement.
9 minutes to go here in the third quarter, 17-0 in favor of New Bremen. I'd like to tell you all about our Fort Loramie game sponsors. With us each and every Fort Loramie game, there are three of them. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, M&A, Muffler and Tires, and Geyer's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, all in Fort Loramie. Thank you very much. Chain being stretched forward. I think I heard two or three links kind of crackle in the cold air.
That might have been the referee's knee.
New Bremen is shy by 1 foot. Third down, Cardinals, 34.5 of Fort Loramie. 3 minutes gone, third quarter. 17-0, New Bremen on top. We do not have blizzard conditions anymore. Still have gusting winds at 25 to 30 out of the north. Snow-covered turf here at 30-0 Field, Sydney Memorial Stadium. But maybe a snowflake or two in the air. That's it at the moment. Here's an end sweep by Holman. He's got the 1 foot and then some after that. He stays on his feet, hustles to the numbers far side, stays in bounds, and plows down to the 28, inside the 25, shakes a tackler, and lunges to the 22-yard line. A defiant run by Holman, and that typifies the way this game has gone all night.
I mean, Loramie hasn't given up any real big plays. It's just relentless. Running has been relentless.
Handoff on the play. Hunter Schaefer outside left tackle. And he powers down inside the 20. Caught at the 18. He generates five more. 8 minutes left to go here in the third. 17-0 in favor of New Bremen. Redskins have the wind in the third quarter, but haven't had the ball yet. 4-minute-plus possession by New Bremen, which is up 17-7. Second and six. Holman gives to Schaefer. Counter back to the right. Outside tackle. Oh, he strings players with him. Look at him go. Schaefer stays on his feet. 7-6-5. And he sticks the arm out all the way to about the 3-yard line.
Boy, this thick kid run hard.
Ooh-wee. Does he ever. Built low to the ground, 5'11", 195. He's like a tank. And, boy, he accelerates on this slippery turf and continues to go forward, carrying men with him all evening long. Running play, New Bremen, Cardinals, try left guard. And there's a big pile up near the goal line. New Bremen thinks the ball carrier Holman got in, and the officials say so. Touchdown. Holman from a couple yards away.
One called it a touchdown, and the other three are arguing with him.
23-0 in favor of New Bremen, at least for the moment. There's the official indication. Extra point coming. New Bremen rejoicing on the far side.
I guess they had a face mask, which would be declined since they got the touchdown.
Right. Extra point try coming up here for Schaefer to make it 24-0. Well, nearly a 5-minute drive by New Bremen to start the second half. That is just what the doctor ordered for the Cardinals. And not the prescription that Fort Loramie needed. They're down by 4 scores in this game. Extra point try is right in the middle, center cut. Just over 7 to play, third quarter. New Bremen in or out, 24-0 over Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Nothing I could have added. That locally owned and operated Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to offering the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com.
The 15-yard penalty on that touchdown was on the kick, set up on the kickoff, so they're kicking from the Loramie 45.
Yep, the infraction assessed on the kickoff by New Bremen, which boots it from Fort Loramie's side of the 50. Ball bounded down to the 7. Redskins returned it back to the 20. That's it. First and 10, Fort Loramie, from that spot on the field. Bet Chuck, I'm hanging in there. I had to cough a few times tonight, but boy, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I had no voice.
I'm getting a little bit of a little struggle here myself right now.
Oh, boy. It's a flu bug. It felt like, darn it, I had razor blades in my throat there for a couple days.
That's something to look forward to.
Here's Caleb Bauer back to throw at his own 10. And look at him scurry out of trouble. Races up the near hash to the 25. Slides ahead to the 28. Second down a couple for Fort Loramie.
And Loramie's first play of the second half.
Yeah, 6:59 to go here in the third period. But luckily, in the last 24, 36 hours, I've rebounded quite a bit. Needed to take last night off. Had planned to do it anyway. And was babysitting with 20-month-old Crosby. And was able to squeak out enough voice for about 7 or 8 nursery rhymes.
There you go.
Here is Fort Loramie throwing near hash mark. It is caught at the 40-yard line. Run after catch to the 48. Fort Loramie 2 yards shy of the 50. First down, 10 yards to go. Wasn't sure who that was on the receiving end.
It was McGee.
It was Christian McGee. It was not Eilerman. McGee hauled it in. First and 10, Fort Loramie, from the Redskins 47. Bauer back in his 38. Long heave down the right sideline. The wind carries it well beyond the receiver. About 7 yards heavy at the 30. No chance.
So that was going to be to Eilerman, and he was well covered, so I think if he would have thrown that to him, it would have been a toss-up.
6:15 to go in the third quarter. 24-0 in favor of New Bremen, which scored first here in the second half after getting 17 in the first. Marion Local 41, Allen East nothing at halftime. Here's a pass down the right side by Caleb Bauer in the receiver's hands at the 49 and off. Fort Loramie having a difficult time clutching some of Caleb Bauer's throws. It's not easy in these conditions.
Right. That was Ty Kemper, and I mean, he doesn't catch a lot. He's in there for Ratterman.
He was the outlet receiver, and if that had been reeled in, it would have produced about 6 or 7. Third and 10, Fort Loramie, 46-yard line of the Redskins. 6:11 to go here in the third quarter. Fort Loramie still fighting. Redskins need a touchdown here in the worst way. Ball thrown to the left sideline, and it is caught by the receiver coming back toward the line of scrimmage. New Bremen's all over it. It's snared. Eilerman's got it. Two defenders on his back. Well diagnosed. Hayden Zeller in there on the tackle for New Bremen. Fourth down and 7 for Fort Loramie at the 49 of the Redskins.
I think they're going to go for it at this point. Down 24, we have to lose.
Fort Loramie dialing up another forward pass on 4th and 7, midway through the third. Caleb Bauer deliberates for a moment, looks to the sideline. He's got two receivers to the wide side of the field, a couple to the short side. He's in the pocket, 12 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Oh, it's good coverage being applied by New Bremen. So the quarterback, Caleb Bauer, is going to skip to the sidelines for first down yardage. There he goes. He's at the 50, 45, dives to the 43. He picks up the first, move the chains. Zeller flushed him to the boundary. 5:17 to go, third period. First down, Fort Loramie, 43-yard line of New Bremen. just over five to play in the third. Warren, John F. Kennedy, and Danville tied 7-7 at the half. A big Division VII regional championship game in the Northeast region. Two receivers to the right for quarterback Caleb Maurer. Caleb backpedals in his own end of the field now. Starts to run toward the line of scrimmage, then makes a late delivery near sideline. Receivers there right through his hands at the 25. Now Fort Laramie missing some throws right now. That was Maxwell Maurer. It was in his grasp. He just could not put it away.
Well, I talked before the game about the fact that the football feels like it weighs about 30 pounds right now.
Second and 10, Fort Laramie, 43 of New Bremen, just over five to play in the third. 24 to zip Cardinals. Two receivers to the right. New Bremen fakes blitz pressure. Here's a screen in the offensive backfield by Maurer, and New Bremen pounds the receiver for a 1 or 2 yard loss. No, the ball hits the turf, incomplete.
Yeah, he dropped it. Probably good thing he dropped it.
Third and 10, Fort Laramie. New Bremen is smelling out just about everything Fort Laramie attempts to go with.
Well, they raced up the middle that time, and then he stopped because he saw what was coming and turned back on the screen pass. Well-coached football team.
5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Third and 10 for Fort Laramie, 43 of the Cardinals. Caleb Maurer's got two receivers to the right. New Bremen complaining a Fort Laramie offensive lineman might have moved. Redskins get a timeout. Chuck will keep it right here and tell our listeners all about one of our fine underwriting sponsors, Jackson Center Pro Hardware, now in Greenville, too, at 418 South Broadway. And your Pro Hardware store in Jackson Center is at 112 East Pike. Don't forget, 20% off DeWalt Power Tools, 11% off solid wood raised panel cabinets. Choose from 17 colors and styles. Plus, white and gray shaker cabinets are available in 3 days from your Jackson Center in Greenville Pro Hardware stores. Tell Darren Yinks you heard about his Pro Hardware stores right here on scoresbroadcast.com. And don't forget, just down the street in Jackson Center, Darren has opened up Brick House Eatery. From hardware to hard-to-beat good food, Brick House Eatery, 205 West Pike in Jackson Center. Third and 10, Fort Laramie, 43 of New Bremen. New Bremen has three down linemen. Linebackers are poised to blitz. Here they come. Caleb Maurer steps up in the pocket. Looping pass near sideline. It is high and wide and no good at the 28. May have been a roughing penalty on New Bremen in the offensive backfield. A late hit against Caleb Maurer.
Well, they are actually moving him up the field with penalties. That's 30 yards in penalties right now in this drive. Oh, they called it on Laramie.
Perhaps a late hit against the Redskins in the offensive backfield.
And a strange call.
Yep, New Bremen likely to decline that penalty. Set up a fourth down.
Oh, I think they're going to take it. It's a 15-yarder.
I'd still decline it.
Well, you know what? Fourth and 10. No, I'll make them do third and 25.
In these conditions, yeah. I'll go with your choice.
Oh, it's a dead ball. That makes it fourth down anyway.
Ooh, that tips it off.
There you go.
No decision to be made. Dead ball foul after the play. Fourth down comes up as a result. And the step off against the Redskins means it is fourth and 25 from the Fort Laramie 42 with 4:57 to go in the third quarter and New Bremen leading 24-0. And I tell you what, Fort Laramie's punting game tonight has been very poor. There's another one off the side of the foot, and it caroms out of bounds at the 42 of New Bremen. Not a good night for Fort Laramie's offense, defense, and special teams, all three.
Other than that, though, they're playing pretty well.
New Bremen possession, 42-yard line of the Cardinals. New Bremen up 24-0. So many thanks to sponsors in Rushi on the air with us here on scoresbroadcast.com. Don't forget about Superior Aluminum and the Francis Schulze Company. Thanks to the staff associates at Superior and Francis Schulze, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas this Christmas come to life. The Gem of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn, 575 East Main in Rushi. And thanks to Ken Francis at Francis Schulze, Doug Borchers at Superior Aluminum. Gratitude to them. Running play, New Bremen good for 3 on 1st and 10 from the 42. 2nd down and 7, Cardinals. Nearing the 4-minute mark, 3rd quarter. Holman takes the snap, steps left, counter back to the right to Hunter Schaefer. He is stalemated right at the line of scrimmage, shakes that tackler off, and burrows forward for a couple yards.
Boy, he does not go down on the first hit.
3rd and 5 for New Bremen, line of scrimmage, 47-yard line. Well, we highlighted the positives of these two teams in the pregame, Chuck, and everything we talked about concerning New Bremen has been realized.
And New Bremen has played incredibly well in bad conditions,
yep,
weather-wise.
Spot on.
Loramie has struggled.
Line of scrimmage, the 47, line to gain, the 48. Here's a flat pass thrown by New Bremen, and it's high and wide. David Holman tried an aerial for Zeller, and he, like Caleb Maurer, found out what it's like throwing in these swirling 40-mile-an-hour windy conditions.
They had a guy wide open. He just couldn't hit him.
Fourth down for New Bremen. 47-yard line of the Cardinals. 3:26 to go here in the third quarter. It is 24-0 in favor of New Bremen. Snap back to the punter, Zeller. Kicks it to the Fort Loramie 35. Redskins can't catch it. It bounds to the 26. And that's where Fort Loramie starts. First down, 10 yards to go. Again, so many thanks to our array of fine sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, including the Anna Market, where you buy only the highly select Chairman's Reserve meats, beef, and pork products. The top 10% in color, marbling, texture, and taste. Anna Market, serving the very best to the best. And thanks to Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center and Jackson Center Pro Hardware in Jackson Center and Greenville. Redskins go up top. Caleb Maurer throws a hitch pattern in the left flat, and it notches about 4 yards for Fort Loramie from the 27-yard line out to the 31. 2nd and 6, final 3 minutes of the third quarter. Maurer's got 2 receivers left, 2 to the right. And he looks over the New Bremen defense. Here they come, blitzing from the left side. Maurer's late delivery nearly picked up at the 45. Oh, pressure was on Caleb Maurer right now. New Bremen almost made the intercept. It is 3rd down and 6 to go for the Redskins. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to the Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street. 40 years in business, our experience, your style. More about Cutaway in just a moment. A new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thank you so much, Cutaway Styling Salon. Redskins' Caleb Maurer pitches up ahead a few yards downfield. It is caught on the dead run at the 35. Out of bounds goes the receiver just over the 35. It's Logan Eilerman.
That was a heck of a catch.
Sure was. All of that for a 4-yard pickup. That's how difficult yards have been to come by for New Bremen. Oops. Penalty. Fort Loramie wipes out the play. It would have been 4th and a couple. Now it's going to be 3rd down and better than 15 to go for a 1st down. Well, we thought it was a holding call on Fort Loramie. There it is, being stepped off. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Laramie, right across from Brookins. 40 years doing business, giving you your best due. Owner and stylist is Deb Gubo. Say hi to Deb when you drop in. Tell Deb Gubo you heard all about the Cutaway Styling Salon right here on scoresbroadcast.com as Caleb Bauer rolls way back at his own 5-yard line and makes a late throw up the near sideline across the 35, intercepted out of bounds by New Bremen. Caleb Bauer ran forever, kept circling, was darn near going into the end zone before throwing it. That was on a 3rd and 17. Now it's 4th and 17 for Fort Laramie from the Redskins 20.
Yeah, this 4th and 17, even down 24, you have to punt. I never made it
there. I know. Yeah, if you were at the 50-yard line, you probably
would.
Oh,
you go for it, but yeah, you're back on your own 20. Yeah,
no chance. You are in the shadow of your own goalposts. Wind is at the Redskins' backs, but Fort Laramie really unable to make much production with the wind here in the third quarter. New Bremen's got the only second-half touchdown against the wind to lead 24-0. And a Fort Laramie punt doesn't reach midfield. 1st and 10 Cardinals at the Fort Laramie 45.
Well, you would think that as a punter, you could get the ball up in the air and the wind would blow it 50 yards. But again, like I said earlier, that football is hard, and it doesn't feel good.
And it's almost like this wind is coming into the stadium top to bottom.
Yeah, pushing down.
Indeed. Here's Holman taking the snap back at the 50. He puts his head down and bullies ahead to the 45, stays on his feet, stalled at the 40. And he wedged out 5 on the play. 2nd down, 5 upcoming. 2:22 to go, third quarter. 24-0 in favor of New Bremen. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Laramie. As I noted, 40 years doing business. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo. Additional stylists, Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson. Tell them hello. Let them know that you heard about Cutaway Styling Salon right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. Our experience, your style, will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, and you can walk out from Cutaway Styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Laramie across from Brookins. On 2nd and 5, New Bremen bucks off left guard for 2, setting up a 3rd and 3. Final 80 seconds, third quarter, 24-0, New Bremen. Lima Central Catholic in the third quarter devouring Antwerp 36-0. Newer Catholic well ahead. Warren John F. Kennedy in a scrap with Danville in the Northeast region. Whoops, we've got a collision at the line of scrimmage before the ball is snapped. Clearly, Fort Laramie offsides on the play.
First down.
1st and 10, New Bremen at the Fort Laramie 33. Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with 4 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Laramie, and Indian Lake. Plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers at Osgood Bank near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Yep, a run by New Bremen on 1st and 10 is good for plus 8. Down to the Fort Laramie 25-yard line. That might be the last play of the third quarter. Still 20 seconds. Excuse me, still 20 seconds of the clock, Chuck, but New Bremen is headed to the far sideline.
Yep.
Osgood Bank, locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Laramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. We return with the fourth quarter in a moment. 24-0, New Bremen. Cardinals are driving on scoresbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Welcome back to Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McPhee. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. Remember, the finest components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze, so well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thanks to Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi. Running play for New Bremen on 2nd and 5, gains a yard. It's 3rd and 4 from the Fort Loramie 27 as we start the fourth quarter. 30 seconds gone by, 24-0, New Bremen in the lead. Homan, 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage, sends Schaefer in motion to the left. Homan rolls that way. Fires to his tight end, 10 yards downfield, off the fingertips of Saylor at the 16-yard line.
I think that play was designed to go to Schaefer, and he was all by himself on a wheel route. I'm not sure why he made that choice.
Yep, if Holman loops that ball to Schaefer, it might be. Yep, he was not guarded heading toward the left sideline. He was the man in motion across the formation. And Fort Loramie did not cover him up. Holman had him available. Misfired for Saylor. 4th and 4 for New Bremen at the 27-yard line of the Redskins.
Timeout.
A minute gone here in the fourth quarter of play. 24-0 in favor of New Bremen. And as Chuck noted, a timeout is called. We'll return in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com. For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Well, as we return to action, New Bremen tries a toss sweep to the right. It's fumbled. Might have been booted ahead a few yards with a shoe. And lo and behold, after Schaefer coughed it up, Ike, an offensive lineman, Evan Ike, recovers. And it might very well be a first down for New Bremen. A measurement follows at the 23. Chuck, if this is a first down...
Yeah, that just tells you kind of how the night went for Fort Warren.
Exactly.
I think it's going to be a little short myself.
And the New Bremen running play appeared to be stifled behind the line. Good pursuit by the Redskins. Schaefer fumbled it. It hit the ground. Fort Loramie thought the Redskins had gotten it. It was a fourth down play. New Bremen managed to scramble, roll on the ball. Ike lineman got it, but he's inches short. And Fort Loramie takes over. New Bremen turns it over on downs. Cardinals proving that they are human after all.
Yep. And they're just trying to make it so we don't get into a running clock so we can go home early.
11 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. 24-0 in favor of New Bremen. Redskins have the ball. Wind has died down to maybe, what, 25 miles an hour now?
Yeah.
Snap back to Caleb Maurer. He's at a 16. Rifles middle of the field in the hands of a receiver, Logan Eilerman, up at the 28, and he muffed it.
No, you won't see that. It's just a tough night to try to play football, especially throwing the ball.
Redskins have dropped probably five anyway at a minimum. Some numerous throws early on when the snow was coming down from the sky aplenty. We're off the mark, McCaleb, but the last several have been pretty well-pitched footballs. Fort Laramie's receivers not clinging to them very well. Second down and 10 at the 24. Bowers at his 14. Wings one into the right flat. Receiver comes back to get it at the 27 and then hustles ahead to the 37. It's a first down, a gain on the play of about 15 yards. First and 10 Redskins at their own 39. Don't forget Dickman Supply, your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services. Four warehouses stocking hundreds of brands for your home. Dickman's got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. We take pride in being family-owned and operated for over 65 years. Our reputation of reliability makes your choice easy. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing, plus an expanded inventory, small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com. Incompletion thrown by Fort Laramie, second and 10 from the 39. Very long drop behind the line of scrimmage by Caleb Maurer. No one open. Good coverage by New Bremen. Maurer goes scampering around left end. He puts his head down and drives hard up to about the 43 or 44-yard line. All of that energy and hustle for four. Third and six Redskins at their own 42. Yards tough to come by for Fort Laramie tonight. Lima Central Catholic is up 43-0 in the fourth running clock against Antwerp tonight. LCC awaits more than likely New Bremen in a state semifinal game next Saturday night at Wapakoneta. Flat pass on the play by Caleb Maurer for Will Holland along the line of scrimmage. A little off the mark, no good, incomplete. Splashed off his fingertips. Fourth and six Fort Laramie at the Redskins 43. It's just been one of those nights. Give New Bremen all the credit in the world. The Cardinals have played exceedingly well in these conditions. Redskins go for it on fourth and six at the Fort Laramie 43. 2 minutes gone, fourth quarter. 24-0 New Bremen. Forward pass by Fort Laramie to the 50, right at the first down marker. Eilerman spears it, and he spun around, decked right there. First and 10 Redskins, midfield strike. Like for you to keep abreast of the scorersbroadcast.com website for upcoming contests. We know for sure on Tuesday night, Fort Laramie girls on the road at Anna. Approximate airtime about 6:55 on Tuesday night. Here's Caleb Maurer back to throw at his own 40. Airs one out middle of the field. Three white jerseys back playing center field, and it's incomplete. No good. That Caleb Maurer throw against the wind, Chuck, looked like a Verlander pitch. Yeah. Boy, he can put, yeah, Charlie Huff knuckleball. Verlander can really put some downward movement on it. And that pass by Caleb Maurer against the wind went up in the air about 25 yards and then nosedived down around the 10 or 15-yard line, nearly picked off. Second and 10, Fort Laramie. Caleb Maurer takes the snap, runs quickly to his left, then makes a right-angle turn. He's nabbed from behind at the 48-yard line. heck of a play by the New Bremen Cardinals. Well done by Ben Saylor. Nifty tackle. As Saylor pursued and came up on Maurer's backside. Third down and 7 for Fort Loramie. 48-yard line of New Bremen. 9 minutes to play. Caleb Maurer looking middle of the field. He throws a line drive toss. It is completed at the 36-yard line. Christian McGee, little curl route in front of the safeties beyond the cornerbacks. Picked it off. First and 10, Fort Loramie. 35 of New Bremen. Under 9 to play in the game. 24-0 Cardinals. Double receivers to the left. New Bremen faking blitz. Maurer stands in the pocket, throws short. Broken tackle at the 33. Good run after catch. Close to a first down for the Redskins. The play garners 8 down to about the 27. It'll be second down and 2. Good hustle, but Tangeman of New Bremen preventing a first down as he chased down Maxwell Maurer into the New Bremen bench. Second down, a couple for the Redskins. Maurer back at the 36 under a lot of pressure. Throws it away. Maurer spilled way back behind the line. Hey, this weather should prompt you to get some new tires or at least start thinking about them. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie has got big savings for you on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Free pickup and delivery, too, at M&A Muffler and Tires. Phone 937-295-3971. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Here's a quick short dump off by Caleb Maurer. Oh, it's about a foot behind the receiver. Hits him in the hands, and it glances off. One of those nights, I think I've said it before, Chuck, Redskins coming up all thumbs this evening.
They've dropped a few. Caleb's missed a few.
And New Bremen has run the ball like crazy.
And run it, just like an article I read earlier. Oh, wait, no, it said the opposite.
8:36 to go here in the fourth quarter. Fourth and 2, Fort Loramie. Line of scrimmage, the New Bremen 27. Three receivers to the left. Caleb Maurer stands in the pocket. Wings it low and short into the right flat. Didn't have a chance. Incomplete. Down at the 23 or 4-yard line. And New Bremen cut off the pass route. Jumped it. But Caleb's pitch was not on the mark, and New Bremen takes over the football at the Cardinals 27, leading 24-0 with 8:32 to go here in the fourth. Tell you what, Jeff Gebhardt at M&A Muffler and Tires, Chuck, he's going to be doing some business this week,
no doubt.
The home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-295-3971. 295-3971. Talk to Geppy. Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Well, New Bremen running play thrown for a loss. Fort Loramie subdues it 4 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Back at the 24. Timeout called. 8:23 to go here in the fourth quarter, and New Bremen leads it 24-0. Need the right solution for true comfort? Well, call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots and those snowy spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243. Go online. Set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com. Well, New Bremen's got a second and 13. Still 8:23 to go in the fourth quarter. 24-0 Cardinals. Line of scrimmage, the 25. It's Holman dealing to Hunter Schaefer, and Schaefer rumbles over the 30, stays on his feet, plows to the 35. Oh, and he digs hard, forward momentum, a lot of acceleration. When he gets a crease, oh, you need two or three bodies in front to slow him down, and then a fourth to bring him down. Third and two, Cardinals at their own 35. Under eight to play here in the fourth. Couple of receivers flanked way out to the left for New Bremen. Cardinals run it right up the gut, and it looked like New Bremen was stopped a foot or two short of first down yardage. It's going to be fourth and one for the Cardinals at their own 36.
I think it's safer to go for it than it is to punt.
Say, you'll be all smiles when you see the super deals on new and pre-owned cars at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Remember, Gus Geyer established Geyer's way back in 1922. He greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. Well, New Bremen comes to the line of scrimmage. No intent to run a play, but Fort Loramie is duped into committing an offside. First down, Cardinals at their own 42.
I forget the game. It hadn't been that long ago that they jumped offsides three times in that situation in a game. They ended up winning. I think that was Lima Central Catholic.
Right, right. Yep. This sums up the night. Loramie has made just about every mistake in the book, and New Bremen has done everything right. The Cardinals have played incredibly well. On first and 10 from the 42, it's a counter. Hunter Schaefer, outside left tackle, barrels to the 45, and ramrods his way out to the 48. He got seven, second down and three. Tackled by Kottner, 6:22 to go here in the fourth. It's 24-0 in favor of New Bremen. Quite a scrap in the Division 7 regional championship game in Northeast Ohio. Warren JFK 14, Danville 13 in the fourth. Lima Central Catholic blowing out Antwerp tonight. And as a result, LCC awaits New Bremen in a regional championship next Saturday at Wapakoneta. Here's New Bremen running to the right. It's that patented buck sweep to the Fort Loramie 48, and it's a first down. Cardinals have been rolling up the yards and first down. Chuck, probably pushing 400 yards of the night, 350 anyway.
That would be close. They have 17 first downs.
5:35 to go in the fourth. New Bremen has it at the Fort Loramie 48. Cardinals send a receiver left, one to the right. Zeller flanked 10 yards to the right. Holman's got Schaefer 2 or 3 yards to the right of his hip. It comes to Schaefer, countering back to the left, and he swirls inside the 45, angles to the 41. Tell you what, Chuck, this Hunter Schaefer is as strong a runner going sideways and backpedaling as he is accelerating straight ahead.
Like I said earlier, he's not going down on the first hit.
5'11", 195, he's a load. Second down and three. After a 7-yard advance on first down, 4:40 left to go here in the game. 24-0 in favor of the Cardinals, who will take on Lima Central Catholic at Wapakoneta next Saturday night. This running play is slowed. 1, 2, 3 hits by Fort Loramie at the 39. Tackle made. It's going to be third and a yard and a half for the Cardinals inside the Fort Loramie 40. Down to 4 minutes even to go here in the fourth. Don't forget, so many thanks to SecureCom and Minster online at securecom.com. The pros in protection, SECURCOM, SecureComm.com, SecureComm in Minster. Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I bet you didn't know, Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns. And we've got a timeout called by New Bremen. 3:43, Chuck, to go in the fourth. 24-0 Cardinals, 3rd-and-1 upcoming at the Fort Laramie 39 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Here we are back at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. Saying thanks to Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and other Ohio cities and six states. Associates at Precision Strip do the exceptional. And Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts in Anna make your life easy at home or at the campground with a street-legal golf cart from Brunson. That sounds warm and enjoyable, Chuck, talking about street-legal golf carts from Brunson.
As long as it's got a really nice heater in it, that'd be okay.
Right, right. And a good cover. Don't want one of those convertible carts. Yep, New Bremen picked up a couple, and the Cardinals face a 4th-and-1 at the Fort Laramie 39. 3 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Up to the line, Holman and company, and cadence by the quarterback Holman is altered. Timeout called by New Bremen. We'll take a break. Be back in a moment. Final 3 minutes of this game. 24-0 New Bremen, 4th-and-1 upcoming on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm in Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
Well, this is what kind of a night it has been in terms of weather here at Sydney Memorial Stadium. The punt by Hayden Zeller from the 50 goes straight up in the air with the wind, with the wind. It is swirling that badly, and it comes straight down, hits at the 39, traveled 11 or 12 yards in the air, bounced to the 30, Fort Laramie ball, 2:39 to go here in the fourth. It is 24-0 New Bremen.
Well, and that was kind of funny because the New Bremen kids were all around the punt, and they waited about probably 30 more seconds because the wind blew it another yard and a half.
Oh, boy. Unbelievable. Marion Local 55, Allen East nothing tonight in a D6 regional championship game. Here's a pass by Caleb Maurer on 1st-and-10, and it's shy of the mark, thrown to the right sideline, a little bit low. 2nd-down-and-10, Redskins at their own 29. Clock stopped, 2:34 to go here in the fourth. 24-0, New Bremen in the lead. New Bremen and Lima Central Catholic next Saturday night at Wapakoneta. Trips to the right for the quarterback, Caleb Maurer. He takes off running to the left. He's got a little bit of an opening, slices through it, goes to the 40. He's belted at the 44-yard line. First down, he gained about 16 on the play. Are you looking for work? Well, you better let Spherion go to work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, Spherion is hiring for many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who earn $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion's got 20 offices throughout Ohio, including offices in Sydney, Bellefontaine, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. Spherion on Ohio Avenue in Sydney. Go to applyohio.com, that's applyohio.com. Register today. Spherion, it works. Let it go to work for you. Register now, applyohio.com. Second down and one, Fort Loramie after a 9-yard advance at the New Bremen 46. A minute and a half to go in the fourth quarter. And a Fort Loramie running play is stalled right at the point of attack. Third and one coming up for the Redskins. Tell you what, Chuck, Fort Loramie will graduate a number of outstanding seniors. Spencer Wells has made it a habit to rebuild. He's got a couple good quarterbacks in the wings. Gabe Hart, Maxwell Bauer, Caleb's brother. But it's a team that will graduate a lot of outstanding seniors. But given the quality of head coach Spencer Wells and his staff, Fort Loramie will return next year to put a very good football team on the field for sure. Redskins have just run it for first down. It is a first and 10, short advance, but move the sticks. Line of scrimmage, the New Bremen 44, final half minute of this game. Running play right up the gut. Redskins streak it down inside the 35 to the 30. First and 10 again. Seniors for Fort Loramie, Isaac Ratterman, Caleb Maurer, Will Ruinkamp, Dylan Sanders, a senior, Christian McGee, Ethan Kaiser, Darren Eilerman, Nate Berger, Calvin Hoying, Max Kottner, fine offensive lineman, Braden Putoff, Logan Eilerman. Those are the seniors for Fort Loramie. We wish them well in their future academic and athletic endeavors. They have given the Redskins great leadership here in 2022. Fort Loramie bowing out tonight to New Bremen. Redskins finished the campaign 11-3. Regional championship finalist. New Bremen victorious by a final score of 24-0 on a snow-swept night here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. Jermaine Cars in Sydney. Plain and simple, it's Jermaine. You know, right in Sydney is a dealership that makes shopping for and servicing a car so very convenient and cost-effective, too. Plain and simple, it's Jermaine. Number one, for the life of your car, Jermaine is a one-stop solution forever. Jermaine takes great pride in servicing and repairing your car and keeping it in tip-top shape. Number two, vehicle selection, fantastic, it's endless. On West Michigan and Sydney, you've got Jermaine, Chryslers, Jeeps, Rams, Buicks, Chevrolets. More great selection at Jermaine in Beaver Creek and Dublin, and even more across the country in Michigan, Florida, and Arizona. See them online. Buy the cars in Sydney on West Michigan at Jermaine Cars. And finally, number three, Jermaine is the newest, best, and biggest dealership in Sydney. What more do you need? Plain and simple, it's Jermaine, West Michigan and Sydney, JermaineCars.com. Well, Chuck, as you total up the numbers, we're going to deliberate for 2 or 3 minutes, take a break, then return, wrap this game up in a hurry. New Bremen advancing on to a regional, I should say a state semifinal,
right,
next Saturday night against Lima Central Catholic at Wapakoneta. Back in just a few to close out the broadcast tonight here on Scores Broadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243. Or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com.
I am Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We welcome you back to Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field, where New Bremen has defeated Fort Loramie 24-0 and advanced from this regional championship game to a state semifinal against Lima Central Catholic next Saturday night at Wapakoneta. Kickoff is at 7. LCC blew out Antwerp tonight. Last score I saw, I think, was 46-48. It was a final running clock the entire second half in that game played in the Northwest region. Here tonight, Chuck, this game turned on the coin toss. Fort Loramie had to advance the football against the wind from deep in its own end to start the game. New Bremen got the field position edge, ran the ball extremely well, did not turn it over, and Redskins were down 17-0 by halftime, and that was big-time trouble.
Well, yeah, just look at the fact that New Bremen ran their offense well in the terrible conditions.
Yep.
And with Loramie being much more of a passing team, they just could not get anything going tonight.
Nope. Take a look at the numbers. It was slick. 85 passing, 85 running.
Yep, for Fort Loramie. 10 of 33 throwing the ball, two interceptions, no touchdowns, 85 yards. That's not going to get it for Loramie. On the other side, New Bremen ran the ball 56 times for 303 yards. There's your difference.
Yeah, so much of New Bremen's running was more or less pretty much straight ahead. The Redskins were trying to zigzag laterally. Caleb Maurer doing a lot of mad dashes in the offensive backfield. Yeah. New Bremen blocked well at the line of scrimmage, created holes. David Holman, Hunter Schaefer had a field day on a snow-swept 30-0 field here at yep. Sydney Memorial Stadium.
Pretty out there, isn't it?
Where's the red and green? It should be Christmas time.
Yeah, well, we got to have Thanksgiving first.
First downs, what, New Bremen had darn near 20?
17. And Lormie had 13. They had 8 in the second half. Moved the ball pretty well, but just never, they really never even threatened to score in the game.
And it was one of those nights with a swirling north wind coming down from above, hitting the turf here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, and you couldn't pass or punt the ball against the wind or with the wind. You couldn't accomplish
either way.
No,
No, the wind was a huge factor tonight.
Who are our Clancy stars of this game, Chuck?
Well, if we go on the New Bremen side, we got to go with David Holman
right.
and Hunter Schaefer. How do you not? Their entire offensive line could also get it. On the other side, I'm going with Max Kottner. I thought he had a really nice game defensively
yep.
for the Redskins.
Those are our stars of the game, brought to you by Clancy's. Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Welcome back here to Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. As you can imagine, we are the last ones to leave the press box.
Because we don't want to leave. Go out in that wind.
Everybody is exited. It's a cold, blustery night here in west central Ohio. The New Bremen Cardinals weren't bothered too much at all. New Bremen played exceedingly well. New Bremen came into this game with a mark of 10-3 on the year. New Bremen now 11-3 under head coach Chris Schmidt. He has done a fantastic job. New Bremen in a state semifinal next week, trying to notch a second straight, or I should say a second state championship in 3 years, having won it in 2020. New Bremen two games away, Chuck. Cardinals are certainly good enough to get it done.
Well, and this is a program that I'm thinking maybe 8 to 10 years ago was talking about giving up football.
Yeah.
And thank goodness for them, they did not.
And New Bremen's got a date with Lima Central Catholic, which will be a very tough out. We've seen Lima Central Catholic play Fort Laramie twice in the last couple seasons. Very good club, fine running game, and not unlike New Bremen. It should be quite a matchup next Saturday night at 7 at Wapakoneta. We understand Warren John F. Kennedy was up 14-13 over Danville.
They were down the last time I saw.
Really? Danville went ahead.
I think it was 20-14.
That might be a break for Newark Catholic, which was defeating Hannibal River easily. Newark Catholic would play Danville. They're really not much more than probably 45 minutes an hour apart at the most. And LCC and New Bremen, not that far apart either. Yeah. That's the other state semifinal next week. And then, of course, the winners would meet in Canton the following weekend. New Bremen Cardinals on a track to get to that state championship game, having won it all 2 years ago under head coach Chris Schmidt. That particular season, Chuck, the closest games for New Bremen in that state title run were in the regionals against Fort Loramie and Marion Local. Tonight, Fort Loramie just could not muster up much of anything. The offense, defense, special teams all went awry. Give credit to New Bremen, which played extremely well. We ran down the seniors for Fort Loramie several minutes ago. It's a team which, under head coach Spencer Wells and his fine staff, rebuilds each season. It'll be a quality football program on the gridiron once again next fall against a very tough schedule once more. Right back on the road at LCC, at Lucas. I think Van Buren is added. A team from down south, Oxford Talawanda, comes to Fort Loramie. How about that?
Yeah.
And the likes of Versailles from the Midwest Athletic Conference. Covington's on the schedule, opener with Minster. Not backing down from a soul. A very stringent slate of games regular season next year for Fort Loramie football once again. Keep abreast of our website, scoresbroadcast.com. We've got girls basketball for you on Tuesday night at Fort Loramie at Anna. We covered girls action last night. Good game at Rushi. Sydney was defeated by Rushi 56-46. Good contest last evening. Thanks to Bryant Billing and you, Chuck, for covering. While I was ill, under the weather, had very little voice, and was babysitting with the grandson.
There you go.
And was trying my voice out on a steady diet of nursery rhymes.
Well, there's nothing better than being with your grandkids, no matter what game's going on.
Itsy bitsy spider. It was fun.
Yep.
A lot of fun again tonight. New Bremen played well, deserved to win. The Cardinals advance on now 11-3 on the season. For Chuck McBee, for Bryant Billing, who was here earlier, Jack Kramer saying goodnight from Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field, where the New Bremen Cardinals have ousted the Fort Loramie Redskins by a final tally of 24-0, advancing on to a state semifinal next Saturday night at Wapakoneta against Lima Central Catholic. Good night, everyone.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.